Yeah, indeed. Again, not one I would want. Peter Edwards, editor of Labour List. Jonathan Zabir, editor of Brexit Central. They've been at my fabulous Friday panel. I'm sure we can all agree. They have indeed been fabulous at reviewing the week's biggest news story. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for joining
us. Thank you.
Appreciate that. A nicer, I suppose, more of a sort of a smile to our faces at the end of the week after yet another difficult week in the news. Delighted now to welcome again, as not just delighted, but contractually obliged to do so, welcoming Mr. John Holmes now. What's happening on your show, my darling?
Well, happy Brexit-iversary.
Yay! I'm very happy.
Oh, I know you are. We're going to have we got a party. We've got party hats.
Invite me.
We've got party poppers. They're the ones you pull, not the ones you sniff. And we've got...
I love that you had to actually clarify that.
Well, you know, you looked confused. but we've got the Neil Hamilton's coming on. Of course, he's the last remaining member of UKIP, I think. So he's going to talk about...
There are still members of UKIP?
Are there?
Oh, probably. Who knows?
I don't know. Yes. I lose track.
Indeed. Well, John Holmes here. 1 o'clock, after 1 o'clock news, all the way till 4 o'clock. I'll be back on Monday morning from 10. I will mostly be drunk this weekend celebrating the anniversary of Brexit. And you're welcome to join me. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in this week's Sun on Sunday? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new multi-award-winning Toyota ProAce. What van like commercial vehicle of the year 2017. On contract hire at £199 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.1695 DIN HP. Available on contract hire at £199 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,194. Business users over 18 only. Excluding VAT of 20%. Conditions apply.
My thing, minimalism. I like to pretend I'm living in a Scandinavian furniture catalogue. I like any colour, as long as it's white. Absolute white, white cotton, white mist. The only threesome I want. So when I got a red coffee machine for my birthday, it was never going to work. So sadly, it had to go.
With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place to sell your things than eBay. eBay. Find your thing.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
When you hear a PPI commercial like this, you think, I wonder if I ever did have PPI. And maybe I should claim with the deadline being announced. And then you think, oh, but I'm not sure where my paperwork is. So you end up doing nothing. Well, here's the easiest thing in the world to do. Just text the word PLEASE to 60777. And the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. And then you can decide to pursue the claim yourself or get the claims guys to do it for you. Text PLEASE to 60777 now.
The claims guys.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock on a Friday. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got your news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the latest on the Grenfell disaster. A man charged over mosque attack and spies stealing snacks.
Talk Radio.
Police investigating the deadly Grenfell Tower fire say they're considering a string of criminal offences, including manslaughter charges. It's been revealed the cladding and insulation encasing the building didn't pass any fire safety tests. Hundreds of high-rise buildings are now being tested to see if they pose a risk. Fire safety expert Stephen McKenzie says people shouldn't panic.
We need to be careful that we aren't causing undue alarm and distress. Within the UK, although we have a large number of fires, we don't have a significant number of large fire incidents such as this. They do occur, but they are the rarity.
Meanwhile, the government has ordered immediate tests on the model of Hotpoint fridge freezer, which started the blaze that killed at least 79 people. The suspect in the Finsbury Park attack has been charged with terrorism-related murder and attempted murder. 47-year-old Darren Osborne from Cardiff will appear in court later after being arrested at the scene in North London on Monday. A senior police officer is warning forces in England and Wales are at breaking point because of budget cuts. The chief constable of West Midlands Police says officers would struggle if they were faced with similar riots to those seen in 2011. Nearly 20,000 police posts have been shed since 2010. Dave Thompson says it's having a real impact.
We're not saying, you know, we can't do this. We're not saying we can't cope. We're not saying, actually, you know, it's impossible. But we are under real strain on a regular basis. And sometimes that means we're not always giving the service to the public that we'd like to do.
An ex-loyalist paramilitary commander who became a so-called supergrass has pleaded guilty to 200 charges. 45-year-old Gary Haggerty has confessed to offences including 5 murders and 4 counts of directing terrorism. And CIA staff have stolen thousands of pounds worth of sweets and snacks from the spy agency's vending machines. Declassified papers reveal insiders tampered with them, so they dished out free food.
I do like your unfinely stories.
Good.
So run that by me again. What happened?
So people who work for the CIA,
yes,
were obviously hungry and thievy, so they tampered with vending machines.
Wow.
So they could get free snacks.
Wow. And are the CIA investigating this? I mean, it sounds a little beneath them, but I'm happy with it.
Yeah, well, you know.
When you say insiders, is that people inside the machines? Is that like a spy thing?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh.
People who work there.
Right. I thought you meant there's people in the machines.
No.
Just, you know that, because, you know, vending machines, they have... I like the ones with the curly spring, you know.
Oh, we've got one of those upstairs.
Have we?
Yeah. Which you only discovered, like, the other day, told me.
I did. I didn't know there was a vending machine on the top floor. Yeah. I had no idea. But, yeah. But because you could look, you know, if you hide at the back of the crisps, you could look out and spy, couldn't you? Like the CIA.
Yes, John.
You brought it up. Right, thanks, Victoria. Have you done the weather?
No, here we go.
Here we go, weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is. Here it comes.
Yep, so some sunshine and blustery showers in the north. Southern areas are drier with some bright spells, highs of 24 degrees.
Thank you. And the outlook for the weekend?
I don't know.
Okay. Right, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Frank de Boer is only little terms away from being confirmed as manager at Crystal Palace, so his brother Ronald has told Talk Sport. The former Ajax and Inter boss is expected to fill the vacancy at Selhurst Park, created by Sam Allardyce's resignation last month. Former Eagles owner Simon Jordan told Talk Sport he's unsure what to expect from de Boer.
If you're looking at Palace's ambitions and you're looking at the American owners and you're looking at the kind of money they spent, then you'd have to be saying it's a top 10 finish. If you're looking at his record when he went into Serie A, you're looking at a bottom 6, bottom 7 finish. The key dynamic has to be to stay in the Premier League.
All Blacks captain Kieran Reid has warned his side losing to the British and Irish Lions would be pretty bad. The first test takes place at Eden Park tomorrow morning, live and exclusive to national radio over on TalkSport. The hosts haven't lost there since 1994. They haven't lost a test series to the Lions since 1971. Finally, today's feature race at Royal Ascot's the Coronation Stakes. You can hear every race at the festival live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. Does that technically mean, Victoria, that you're powered by Talk Radio?
No.
Oh. What are you powered by?
Coffee.
Okay. Right then. Friday.
Not enough today either.
Clearly. Friday. Shall we consensus? Let's do Friday. Let's do Friday.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £64 million jackpot and 2 guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on The John Holmes Show.
Let's do it then.
It's going to be some sort of moss.
We know that people know that, so
yes.
We don't need to bother with that illusion.
Stupid. And get rid of it.
It's a very unbroadcastable showbiz rumour that I can't tell you on the radio.
It's very fun here.
I'm doing a Cornelius.
Rue. But the Queen obviously listens to this.
Paralympic runner Oscar Pistorius.
He is an old age pensioner who just so happens to be a homosexual man. Ordinarily, people would edit that out, but I suggested they leave it in.
They're going to have a big Jackson party. Come on out.
Utter nonsense. They wouldn't give me 18 people an egg the other day.
I know more people who have pet turtles than tortoises.
Anyway, so...
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey.
So good afternoon to you then, and welcome one and welcome all. It's like Johnny Depp at Glastonbury calling for the assassination of Donald Trump. We now set about your Friday, not with guns and so forth, but with some radio that we've weaponized with 3 hours of talking and some adverts about where the trade go. Now, I know that the Johnny Depp thing, if you saw this, of course, he was at Glastonbury. Slightly controversial, isn't it? If you missed it, what... He was on stage at Glastonbury last night introducing one of his films that he's done, something, Pirates of the Caribbean 8, Captain Sparrow these days, looks like he's eaten too many pies, or whatever it's called, I've done the research. But he suggested on that stage in front of the crowd that he may, Johnny Depp, the actor, assassinate Donald Trump. Now, he's been criticised for this, of course, obviously, on Twitter, by, you know, snowflakes, where they reported him to the Secret Service in America, who haven't done anything about it yet because they're too busy stealing snacks out of a vending machine, apparently. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump, right, should be killed by Johnny Depp. I'm not saying, I'm not agreeing with it. But if Johnny Depp set about Trump, right, I think he should do it dressed as Jack Sparrow. Right, because if you think about that, full costume, hat, boots, piratey jacket, silly hair, sword. You know, I think that all of that would actually liven... Not saying he should, but to be clear, if he does do it, I think we can all agree that doing it with Orlando Bloom's help, dressed as a pirate, would kind of make it all right. I think... Actually, no, wait, I've got a better idea, right? Do it dressed as Edward Scissorhands. Because then you wouldn't even need a sword, would you? Because you've got... I'm not saying he should assassinate Donald Trump. I'm not saying that. I'm not calling for it. I'm just saying if he did, he should do it dressed as Edward Scissorhands. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the programme. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and I imagine you are desperate to know just what's coming up between now and when we stop at four. Well... Headline hijacks on the way. That's where you make up a news story and you send it to us, and Victoria then reads it out in the news at 2 o'clock as though it were true. She's the owner-operator of This Mouth.
This Mouth.
That's it. And we'd like you to fill it, please, with news that you've made up. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Ooh, who's that voice they're saying? There's all the showbiz news you could possibly want, which, if you're anything like me, is none. But as it is Friday, we bring it to you courtesy of our showbiz correspondent, Reese, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He'll be in soon. Current Affairs is hauled across the coals of Japanese poetry. We'll bring you the news in haiku. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, also, good news if you hate me or this show or anyone who's anything to do with it, because what we do on a Friday is take all of the abuse we get on a regular basis on Twitter or tweets and text things. Anyway, people just send us hate abuse. We don't throw it away or report these people. We give them to paid intern Cornelius, Con, who takes them to the lift and then reads them out on air as the lift travels downwards through the building. We call that feature condescending. Now, you may have spotted, that Cornelius isn't here. He's gone to Glastonbury. But don't worry, because he's still armed with all of the haters' texts and tweets, and he's going to read them out from a tent in a feature we're calling Content. With our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz, we've got work experience punditry today. We'll be rounding up your films for the weekend with work experience Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
And she is today also playing the role of disappointing sidekick, given that our usual disappointing sidekick, Cornelius, is, as I say, drunk in a tent. So we'll be doing that. All your reactions. We've got guest action for you after 2 o'clock. We'll be joined by Ewan Rion, who is best known, you'll probably think, who's he? Aren't you thinking that, aren't you? He's only Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. That's right, Ramsay Bolton Game of Thrones. He feeds people to dogs and cuts their genitals off, so... I mean, that's Ramsay Bolton, obviously, not Ewan. Well, you might ask him when he comes home. It's Some Request Friday. Let me explain that to you. That's where we invite you to make requests and dedications. But unlike a music station, say Radio 2, we can't do it with music because we're technically not allowed to play much. So we're a talk radio station. We can play you speeches and talk. So we'll be doing that for you this afternoon if you'd like to get in touch and make a request. Birthday, anniversary, you might be on the way to Glastonbury yourself and you'd, I don't know, just to set you up in a weekend mood for Glastow, you'd like to hear Queen Elizabeth I's speech to the troops at Tilbury from 1588. Where the troops were setting off to repel the Spanish Armada. What a banging Friday anthem that is! So, get your request to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's right, and we've got live music for you in the last half hour of the programme. As, once again on a Friday, we bring you a busker we've dragged in from the streets, quite literally. And we force them to perform at microphone point. That'll be... That's a lot in today's show, isn't it? Ginger Dave not producing, though. I mean, he never does anymore. Ask Broadcast is not through the glass once again. So we welcome Id. Id is through the glass. Id.
Hello.
Hi, Id.
How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Great news.
Good.
Chloe's on the buttons.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe. Are we all doing this? Great. Victoria's on the news.
Yes.
Oh, not all doing it. Harry's in the background somewhere. Harry's in the back.
Me, hiya.
Yeah, great. Well done. And Ellie is disappointing sidekick.
Hi.
Hi there. So let's do it then. Let's do Friday. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now, you will know, if you are a regular listener, that to get us into today's big story, which we will be discussing and analysing in depth, we bring you some of the tiny bit of music we are allowed to play. It's the big song for the big story. However, the clues as to what the story is are all within the song, Ellie. It is your task, and you can play along at home, no prizes. Your task, Ellie, to figure out why I'm playing this. Of a certain age, Claire Grogan. That's all I'm saying. Happy birthday. But why would I be playing the song Happy Birthday, of course, on what is primarily a talk radio station? I am talk radio's head of music, so I do get to choose the songs. But there'll be a reason I was playing it, and it'll get us to today's big story. Ellie's job is to try and figure it out.
John, I'm so touched that you would play this song on my birthday week.
Is it? I did. What is it?
It was my birthday on Monday, and you played this song for me. That's why, right?
No. Happy birthday. I wasn't party to that information, Ellie, if I'm honest.
Oh.
How old were you?
22.
Right. Happy birthday. So you don't even know this or remember it?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Right. But no, I'm not playing it for you, Ellie. I am playing it for Brexit, because it's a Brexit-iversary. 1 year ago today, we woke up, didn't we? And there was a Brexit. And that was a year ago.
It's gone so fast.
And literally no one still knows what Brexit is. So we will be discussing it, of course. Here we are, a year on. We know Theresa May today has made this pledge, part of the negotiations, of course, saying that 3 million EU citizens can stay in Britain post-Brexit, if indeed that's reciprocated across Europe and so on. So there's a lot to talk about a year on. We'll be doing so on the radio next with a guest, because that's how radio works, Ellie. Watch and learn. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
All good things must come to an end. And Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job. With Screwfix, you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork.
When I was little, Dad loved doing a barbecue. The minute the sun came out, he was straight outside. He always made his favourite pesto pork, while I ran around the garden causing havoc. So today, when Dad comes to visit, I'm treating him to pesto pork with char-grilled fennel and crispy crackling on the side. Difference is, now it's my kids who run around causing havoc.
Find Lucy's Dad's favourite pesto pork recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still delays on the London-bound side of the M3 through Surrey following a breakdown between Junction 3 at Lightwater and Junction 2 for the M25 through the roadworks. Northbound side of the M6 in Cheshire, stationary due to rolling roadblock, and accidents occur between 20 at Lym Interchange and 21 for Walston, the A57. And the northbound A1M through North Yorkshire, one lane down due to an accident between Junction 56 at Barton and 57 for Darlington. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA Home Insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA Home Insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA Home Insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Welcome along. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we need to be talking about today's big story. June the 23rd. Happy 1 year on from Brexit Day, everyone. It's been exactly 1 year, of course, since the day everybody went to vote tomorrow. You know, the Hanover. We all woke up, didn't we, the day after, entirely surprised that the Leave campaign bus with the big lie about the NHS on it had driven a big hole right through the UK's relationship with the rest of Europe. And 1 year as well, for balance, since the very first Ramona crawled out of his or hers Remain campaign soup and crying into their middle-class elitist latte and emerged blinking into an uncertain future and instantly began to complain that everybody who voted to leave was a thick racist. That's been a year since all of that on both sides happened, of course, so we're remaining utterly impartial, of course. I'm still doing that. But happy birthday Brexit, 1 year old today. Now, obviously, people up and down the country are having parties. We are having a happy 1 year on from Brexit party. Everybody, we've got party hats in here. We've got party poppers. Look, we've got party. Hooray, everybody. Look, party. Look. Yeah. Yay. Yay. Yep, party. And so, we've got streamers. I've got Netflix. Ellie's got Spotify. Ed's got Amazon Prime. See, streamers, see. We're going to have a cake, but like with Brexit, there was an argument about whether it should be a soft cake or a hard cake. So we've got no cake. Because no cake is better than a bad cake, right, guys? So let us know what you're doing at your Brexit party today. Chloe in the studio, she's come dressed as 3 million European citizens who've got the right to stay in the UK. That's what she's come dressed as. But with the party mood in mind, let us welcome a guest, because it's only Neil Hamilton off of UKIP on the phone. Hello, Neil.
Hello, hi.
How the devil are you, sir, a year on?
Well, I'm very well, and I'm celebrating just like you are.
Yes, I wouldn't imagine you would be. But isn't it? Do you find it interesting, though? It seems to everyone's just going today, and I don't know, the other time going, that went by very quickly. That seems like only yesterday. But I suppose that's because we've just all been talking about it for a year, really, isn't it?
Yes, I think there's a bit of Brexit weariness amongst the public at large, but it is the biggest event that has happened in a generation, I think, in politics, so it's worthy of a celebration.
And do you expect it, because you obviously were part of the Leave campaign stuff, you're the leader of the Welsh UKIP, for heaven's sake, so did you expect more to have happened in the last year? Because we're really now only sort of getting the first, you know, bits of anything, really, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I wanted the government to press the trigger on Article 50 many, many months ago, and it's been very frustrating, actually, for those of us who want to get on with it and get out. And I've been waiting for this for 50 years, because in 1967 I joined the Anti-Common Market League, that's what we used to call it all those years ago, Common Market. Mm. And so I've been fighting this battle, first of all, to stop us going in, and after we went in 1970, to get us out. All these years, I've been fighting for it.
Yes, because you were against the Maastricht Treaty as well with John Major's government, weren't you?
Yes, I opposed every sort of measure which was introduced over the 80s and 90s to enmesh us further into this European federal project.
But back then...
I must say, just to go back to your first question, I never quite believed that we would do it, because we've had so many of these near-run things in the past and these referenda in Europe which have been knife-edge things, and people have had to keep on voting until they voted the right way from the Eurocrats' point of view. So I thought the establishment and all the money and Project Fear that was poured at us might just stop us voting to leave. But fortunately, the British people lived up to their reputation, and here we are on the way out.
What happened, though, back then? Because it's a very different Europe, presumably, now to when 50 years ago you were anti it as well. So, I mean, or is it just the fundamental idea of it that you objected to and continue to object to? Because it's very different.
My principal objection was that it is basically undemocratic, that none of these European commissioners, who are the equivalent of the cabinet, are elected. In fact, we can't even name them. If we saw a photograph of most of them, we wouldn't know who on earth they are. And they're the ones now who legislate for us, and our House of Commons just rubber stamps what they say. So that's the principal objection I've had all along. I mean, I think there is a massive economic case for coming out as well, because we're massive net contributors to the European budget. And it means that a lot of people in other parts of Europe who have been getting a free ride for all these years will start having to pay. And maybe that will change their perceptions of it in the future as well.
We should,
so there may be others to follow us.
So you brought the budget up there. I mean, and I mentioned it there as well. The bus, the £350 million of the NHS on the bus, that's sort of now widely known as a lot. I mean, that people looked at that and sort of believed that, didn't they? And that wasn't true.
Well, the gross budget of the contribution that we make is $18 billion a year. Then we get about $4 billion back by way of a budget rebate. But the rest of it, $14 billion a year, which is equivalent to, I suppose, what's that, £275 million a day, is spent for us by Brussels, either on foreigners in the rest of Europe, we don't see that money back again at all, or it's spent in Britain, not on the things that we choose to spend on, but what the European Commission choose to spend it on.
So are you saying, sorry, are you going back, are you saying
so
the bus thing was...
£14 billion a year, which is now available for the British government to decide how it's going to be spent, what the priorities are, and if you want to spend it on the health service, we'll be able to.
So the bus thing, you're saying basically the bus thing was true?
Well, I don't think the figure was absolutely correct, because I think the gross figure was slightly misleading. But the in principle, it was right.
Yeah, everyone else has now admitted it was a lie, haven't they?
Well, I wasn't responsible for the bus. I wouldn't have used that figure myself. Oh. But I would quote the $8 billion a year, which we never see again after it's handed over to Brussels, and another $6 to $7 billion, which they spend in Britain, but not on the things that we choose to spend on, but it's their priorities. So that's the true figure, and that's what matters. I mean, I think it's a question of detail, really. Obviously, in election campaigns... people shade the truth, don't they, very often in all sides of the political spectrum,
indeed.
And the referendum campaign.
You're talking about things that don't matter anymore. UKIP, do they matter? I mean, where are we with UKIP now? Because, you know,
UKIP is still in there, and I think all the obfuscations of the last couple of weeks show why UKIP is still vitally necessary. And there are a load of Remainers inside the cabinet who are trying to slow the whole process down and possibly even reverse it. 16 out of Theresa May's cabinet of 23 voted to remain. I mean, that's hardly representative, is it?
Yeah.
So UKIP is needed as the kind of guard dog of Brexit to breathe down their neck. You know, we'd never have had the referendum in the first place but for UKIP. Let's be honest about it.
Yep.
David Cameron never wanted to give us a referendum. It was only because lots of Tory MPs feared that UKIP would cost them their seats in the last parliament that he was induced to give that promise. So we wouldn't now be leaving.
I'll give you that point.
For UKIP, and we've still got a similar role to play over the next few years. Of course, UKIP stands for lots of other things as well. There's a continuing role for UKIP in domestic politics. You know, I'm the leader of UKIP in the Welsh Assembly, and we operate there on a daily basis, and all the domestic things, health, education, transport, which affect people of Wales.
But are you, I mean, now there's a sort of vacancy at the top. Paul Nuttall obviously resigned after the election. I mean, do you have your eye on that prize, on a bigger prize?
I'm not going to be a candidate for that. I've got a full-time job as the leader of UKIP in the Welsh Assembly. That's as much as I can cope with. But I'll obviously give as much support as I can to whoever does come forward.
Final question. Obviously, party day, as we're saying. You know, we've got all the party accoutrements in here. Are you what are you doing tonight, Neil? Are you going out and celebrating it, or what's?
Well, tonight I'm having dinner on, would you believe it, HMS Victory in Portsmouth, in a Nelson's flagship from the Battle of Trafalgar. The Freedom Association is having a dinner there to celebrate Brexit and much else besides.
Okay.
That will be a tremendous honour.
Well, it will be indeed. What I'm saying is don't get a little tipsy and take control of that ship and drive it towards Europe and declare war, Neil. That's
it'll be difficult because it's in dry dock.
Fair point. Right, Neil, thank you very much for joining us. That is Neil Hamilton, of course, former Tory MP and leader of UKIP in the Welsh Assembly, telling us what he's doing to celebrate Brexitiversary, which of course it is today. Here's a party popper, look. In the next bit of the programme. We will be bringing you the showbiz, of course. That will be with Reese. He's a man from TalkSport. He's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. That's on the way. There's live music on the way this afternoon after 3.30 because we'll be dragging a busker in from the streets to perform for us. All of your reactions, the big debate at 3 and work experience punditry as Ellie goes through your films for the weekend. All before 4 o'clock this afternoon. But it's just after 1.30 now. Victoria has the news for you on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Detectives say they'll consider manslaughter charges as part of the investigation into the Grenfell Tower fire. They've also revealed that not only did the building's cladding tiles fail safety tests, but the insulation beneath them was even more combustible.
Such are our safety concerns on the outcome of those tests. We have shared our data with the Department of Communities and Local Government, and we have ensured that that information data has been shared with every council.
Detective Superintendent Fiona McCormack went on to confirm a hot point fridge freezer was the cause of the fire, and the government has ordered immediate checks on the model. The number of people thought to have died remains at 79. A man is due in court this afternoon, accused of murder and attempted murder following a van attack outside a mosque in North London. The vehicle was driven into worshippers in Finsbury Park on Monday, killing one man and injuring 9 others. It's thought that at least 4 people have been injured in Paris after a double-decker tourist bus hit a bridge. We'll bring you more on this story as we get it. A former top loyalist paramilitary turned so-called supergrass has pleaded guilty to 200 charges, including 5 murders. Gary Haggerty's admitted the crimes as part of a deal to give evidence in future trials to help prosecutors. Southern Railway is warning up to a quarter of services could be hit by an overtime ban by train drivers. The company says that applies to next Thursday when ASLEF members start taking the action and the following day. And thousands of people have observed a minute's silence at Glastonbury to honour the people killed in recent terror attacks and the Grenfell fire. Music legend Peter Hook, whose daughter was injured in the Manchester bombing, has told crowds at the festival it was a chance to send hope and prayers for love, life and freedom. The weather, sunshine and blustery showers in the north this afternoon. Southern areas are drier with some bright spells. Highs are 24 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
There is, and there's also...
Hi guys, I brought cake in for everyone. Birthday cake. Happy Brexit, everyone.
Happy Brexit all year on day. Thanks, Harry. Aww. Victoria just fired a party popper at my eye. Thanks for that.
Okay. Yeah. You haven't got your eye shields on.
That's... what? No, are you supposed to do that now?
Your glasses. Probably. Health and safety.
All right. What was I saying?
I don't care.
No, I don't know. Something. Oh, I know. Bonus news.
Yes.
That's right. In 2 hours from now... Sorry, I was distracted by cake. 2 hours from now, there will be Victoria's bonus news. It is there to make the time up. Her bulletins are tiny now, really. They're shrunk from the size they used to be. And so she has...
They're technically a third smaller.
They are. Yes, I know. And you have to make the time up because she gets paid the same money. So that's why we bring you bonus news. Today, it's... Is it mineral news?
No, it's vegetable. Yeah, vegetable.
Because we do animal, vegetable and mineral because it covers everything, yeah. See? On consecutive days. So did you do yesterday?
Oh, well, it wasn't technically animal news because
it was
turtle, tortoise and terrapin news.
Yeah, so it's
so maybe it's animal news today because it's bring your dog to work day and you haven't brought your dog in.
I didn't know it was.
Well, it is. Check the hashtags on Twitter, John.
No. So, are you telling me you want to do animal news?
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks.
So, Victoria's doing animal news at at 3.30. She's pepped up already, look.
I needed something.
If it was mineral news, she'd have stomped out of here.
That and the cake is fine.
Yeah. Good. All right, then. So what we'll do now is... next is headline hijack, of course, because Victoria has to deal with that as well. So much work, Victoria.
I know.
She has to read a made-up news lie out as though it were true in the news at 2 o'clock. We'll get through some of them next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
A different... interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you, then. I am John Holmes, as that little bit of production there intimated. And what we want from you now are your made-up news lies. So, you have around 23 minutes to make something up using words that you know and understand. Put them in an order that makes sense and sort of then appears to be in the form of a news report. A couple of sentences, a paragraph at most. Send it to us, we will pick one, and give it to Victoria. She will read it out at 2 o'clock as though it's true. It's what we do on the programme. Long before fake news was a thing. And it's to confuse those people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, because they're out for what I believe is termed lunchtime. I'm reliably informed that between 1 and 2 is considered lunchtime by many. And they don't listen to the radio, Ellie. They just go off and do what they do, the lunch, and so this is when they get back and put the radio on at 2 o'clock, they'll believe at news like because they don't hear this bit. What's been coming in? What have you got?
Loads of things have been coming in, actually. So there's one here from Laura in Kent. So NASA have today announced that they have actually no idea how many planets there are, and they're just making it all up when they announce they have found new ones. A spokesperson for NASA said, "We just do it for a laugh sometimes. It gets really boring in the office, so we try and see what we can get away with. We actually don't care about space at all."
No, we were talking about this yesterday, and every time NASA we're holding a press conference, of course we're all going, aliens. But it's always just, we found 10 more planets. It's going, come on, boring! We are fed up of it. We have planet fatigue now. So just, as we said yesterday, NASA, don't bother with the planet thing. Or just wait till you've found a million new planets and just do it all in one go. But otherwise, just shut up and just next.
Do your job?
Yeah, but just aliens. I just want that. Just don't announce anything till aliens.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. After Johnny Depp's profound... This is from Ronald in Bromley. After Johnny Depp's profound speech at the Glastonbury Festival, where he controversially and very much illegally suggested that he could assassinate Donald Trump, the US president has hit back and announced that he would happily knock 7 shades of... swear word... out of the weird piratey actor man. I think my suggestion that Johnny Depp dresses as Edward Scissorhands and sort of chases Donald Trump...
it's genius.
Yeah. Not for assassination purposes, just like to cut his weird hair. That's my thought. Anyway, what else have you got?
So another one here. This is from Susan. Question Time presenter Dable Dimbleby was strongly criticised after an unusually disturbing outburst on last night's edition of the political programme saw him eject every single member of the audience and the production crew out of the studio for being too disruptive.
I saw it. Yeah, Donald. David Dimbleby there just sitting on his own in the end, wasn't he? just sort of going, you, the empty chair, what is your question? You, the bit of carpet, your question? You, the desk, your question? It's the best episode I've seen.
That's what I thought, yeah.
That was really good. Anyway, the lines are open right now for you to get your made-up news nonsense to us. That number again, in case you're wondering, here it comes, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And now Ellie will tell you how much it costs.
It's 25p plus your standard network rate.
For the text, there you go. Right, on the way, Rhys, a man from Talk Sport, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, will round up the showbiz. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Let's do traffic and travel next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Talk. The first test starts tomorrow, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind, to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £64 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Problems in Essex at the moment on the Colchester bypass, the A12 heading London bound. Rolling roadblock in operation for an accident between junction 26 and 25 for Marks Tay. Westbound side of the A31 at Guildford through Surrey, a lane closed due to emergency repairs between the A3 at the Hogsback Turn and Puttenham. And finally, the southbound side of the M6 through the West Midlands, a lane closed due to an accident between 9 at Wensbury and junction 8 for the M5. Queues back towards junction 10. I'm Stephen Beach.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, and now, right, the news. So we've been looking, we're looking at the news, obviously, and there's, as ever, a lot going on. Of course, Theresa May has done this announcement that she's negotiating for 3 million EU nationals to be able to stay in the UK post-Brexit. Jean-Claude Juncker has said that that's not necessarily going to be the deal that's on the table. He said it's that's not enough of an offer of what, you know, given what we want in return. So that's going on. It's all very complicated, isn't it, Ellie?
Oh, I just can't get my head around it.
No, I know. A lot of people cannot. But it's all right, because we are here to help, as usual. What we do is we take current affairs and we expose them, really, to short form oriental verse, Japanese poetry. When you do that, you narrow it down, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, you get the news in haikus. But Cornelius, who normally does that, is off. So, because the member of the team who had a name that we could get closest to it out of anybody is Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Who works through the glass, pressing the buttons. And so she's done them for us. It's Japanese cloetry. It's the news in haikus.
Hinkley Point 2X. Expensive. Save cash and put up a solar panel.
The news in High Chloe's.
Hi,
Greece. Joins us once again. It's always a highlight for me, Reese, when you bound into the studio like a slightly...
Full of showbiz.
A man who's been downtrodden with showbiz.
Absolutely flat of it.
But yeah. it is a highlight because it's a Friday and that's what we do. We run up a week's worth of showbiz. And Reese, it works for TalkSport. He's got no interest in it, no knowledge of it.
None.
But here you are. So what exciting things are going on in that glamorous old world today, Reese?
Starting off pretty low-key, Johnny Depp threatens to assassinate Donald Trump.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he was doing this at Glastonbury as he was introducing the screening of his film, The Libertine. He started with, can you bring Trump here, randomly? And that received jeers, because obviously not the most, you know, he's quite the polarising figure, Donald
Trump. He is,
he's
a divisive fellow.
He is indeed, yeah. And he said, oh, you misunderstand completely. When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? It's like...
So that's a reference to Lincoln?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe Lincoln was
John Wilkes Booth.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. So basically you say, I, an actor...
Yes.
...will assassinate Donald Trump. Is that what it is?
He seemed to be intimating it, yeah. is what a lot of the newspapers are saying. The star acknowledged that his comments had proved controversial.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this earlier, and I'm not saying he should do it. Let mm-hmm. me be clear. But yeah. if he were to, first of all, I posited, and see whether you agree with me, that if he did it dressed as Jack Sparrow...
Yeah, no.
...that would be quite the spectacle.
If he shot him with a cannon...
Yes.
...from a ship...
That, yes, good. But then we moved on into other territory. Mm-hmm. So I think what we've decided now is that Johnny Depp should go after Donald Trump dressed as Edward Scissorhands.
Definitely.
With those...
It'd be much more effective.
Just to, you know, Trump would assume he was coming to cut his mad hair.
Yeah.
And thus, you know... assassination. I don't know.
I think if you cut his hair off, it'd grow back.
Do you think that's the source of his power?
Yes, I do. Absolutely think that his hair piece is, so he's got a mind of its own.
Is Johnny Depp going to... Because is it illegal to say you're going to do that, even though... Because the CIA apparently involved or something. They've been reported something.
My favourite part about the whole story was apparently the US Secret Services is aware of Depp's comments, according to ABC News. Which is... It's just brilliant, isn't it? I mean, they're supposed to be across most things, but when there's a famous... A sort of maybe top middling B list celebrity going, I fancy killing the main man. It probably is their job to definitely flag that email.
Yeah. What else is in your folder of hell?
The Love Island.
Love Island.
Yeah. Oh man. Apparently, Jess and Mike. This is Jessica. Jessica Shears. Don't Google her at work. And. Mike Thalassalathasis, who's currently playing for Margate in the non-league. That's the only footballing thing that kept me interested.
Okay, good. He's a footballer and he's on Love Island.
He's a footballer who was on... He's not on there anymore. He's been booted off. And apparently he's been doing the sex together with this Jess Shears. Right. Again, not safe for work.
Yeah.
Apparently, the headline confuses me slightly as well. Love Island's Jess and Mike have sex together in hotel room. Just... there's too many words in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Why was the together added in there? Sex together.
Yeah, well, unless they were, I mean, it would indicate maybe that they have sex in a hotel room, maybe mm-hmm. just in separate hotel rooms on their own. I mean,
this is very true.
Possible, so perhaps we do need that information. Although, you're right, like you, I leapt already to the conclusion that both of them were involved.
I got where they were going.
Yes, as I hope they did. So what is love? I mean, I've heard
of
it.
How do you, like, qualify to, do you have to be a minor celebrity or is it just anyone?
On Love Island?
To go on Love Island.
Is it called Celebrity Love Island, or is it just Love Island?
So is it just Love Island?
One of the fellas on there is... his claim to fame is that he was in Blazing Squad. Now, I remember Blazing Squad, and they were, I thought, a comedy parody of So Solid Crew, but apparently not. And apparently this is a thing. This is his calling card now, is that he was in Blazing Squad.
Right.
And this other guy plays for Margate, so, you know, only the heavy hitters are allowed on.
And it's the concept of Love Island, they just put these people on an island and then they do it with each other.
People's a bit of a strong...
Yeah, I apologise.
They leave their clothes and personality at home and just kind of pair up.
Right.
In a really misogynistic sort of display of, like a human meat market, but with lots more... plastic surgery.
Wow.
You'd be so gutted if no one would pair off with you, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. All I've seen on it is like what's on Twitter. So I know that Mike's bad.
Yeah.
And I know that either Camille or Camilla, she's good. We like her.
Do we?
Apparently.
This is Camilla, Parker Bowles, is it?
Would liven things up if Camilla Parker Bowles was in there.
Doing it in a hotel room with a Margate footballer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would watch it if that was the case, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, the reason this is a big story is because Jess actually went on there with her partner, who's apparently been left heartbroken, in tears, and threatening to quit the ITV2 hit show to be with her, as he can't face living in the villa without her. Well, to be honest, he probably was trying to stop what happened afterwards, which is why he's so crestfallen to be in there.
I'm very confused.
Me too.
It's hard to care at all, isn't it? Don't you
it really is. It's just a bunch of names and words.
Yeah, just randomly thing does it with thing in a villa and a thing.
The word romp was in there.
Of course it was.
The word romp was used, which is always a good start.
Yeah.
There's an update on the story today. The Love Island fans have claimed in the video, I believe, on The Sun, where the moment where they arranged the whole thing. It was very subtle, and you've got to look very carefully to see Mike lean into Jessica and say, let's go back and word I can't say.
Yes. Right.
It's pretty blunt, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, as pickup lines go...
Efficient?
Yeah. I mean, straight to the point.
It is getting to the point of how you'd like the evening to end, I suppose. I
mean, very route one.
Yeah.
Very route one.
Well, they may have done it route two as well.
Absolutely.
We don't know. We don't know, Ellie. What else have we got, Reese?
Katie Price is selling used bondage gear on eBay.
Used?
Yep.
I mean, first of all, she's a topless model.
Yes.
Called Jordan.
Yep.
Then she's obviously a noted author.
She's a singer. Don't forget singer.
Oh, she did a song.
Yeah, that
she?
Happened as well.
Yeah. And now she's a bondage sales lady.
Yeah, she's been using eBay for like a year to get rid of all her clobber because apparently everything else is sort of... you know, she's on loose women. Draw your own conclusions.
She's in like a celebrity boxing match as well coming up. I saw a poster for it the other day.
Oh, wow.
What?
That is...
I know. Against, what's Paul Gascoigne's daughter called?
Bianca.
Yeah, against Bianca Gascoigne.
What the...
How do I know that?
I don't know. Well, it's football related.
Yeah,
I
mean, there's a football tie there. Yeah. Yep, there.
But what fresh hell is this? So Jordan is having a fight with Paul Gascoigne's daughter.
Yeah.
Charity, I think. I don't know.
I know. I'm lost for words as well.
Wow.
Apparently, it's only been used once.
Oh, that's all right.
It's like a strap thing that goes on the chesticle area.
Right.
And it's like pink and...
Do you know how much she's selling it for?
It doesn't say here. I had to get off the thing because it was just... It was killing me.
It's a leather strappy.
It's a leather strappy thing
there
as part of an outfit.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so, but she's it's the word used, isn't it?
Only used once.
Not worn.
No, not
used.
Yeah,
and that makes you go oh.
It just makes it sound seedier than it.
Yeah.
Well, no, it is just seedy, isn't it? To be fair.
It is. Does this say who she used it with? Because she could get extra money if it was
That's
someone,
true.
You know. People.
I'll be surprised if she remembers by this stuff.
Finally,
yep.
What have you got?
We've got Goldie outing Banksy. He's been on a podcast,
right.
I think, with Scroobius Pip, the drum and bass star DJ Goldie.
Yeah,
and he was talking about Banksy, and he went, you know, Robert has changed the game. So it looks as if now that Robert Del Naja from Massive Attack,
yeah,
is Banksy,
which has been a rumor,
yes,
for a long
been
time,
a long, long time, and somebody has even correlated where the Banksys are popping up,
yeah,
and Massive Attack gigs,
yeah,
and there appears to be a slight correlation,
right?
So it looks to that looks to be a breaking thing. Looks as if Goldie has outed Banksy.
Wow,
you'd feel so bad, yeah. Wouldn't you?
I mean, that's there are spoilers and spoilers,
yeah.
And that's up there, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's up there with Bruce Willis being a ghost. That one,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That John. Certainly is.
Oh, come on now!
I mean, we have to put a spoiler alert before a film that came out in 1999, was it? 1998?
Frankly, it's your own fault.
Yeah. Next, you'll be telling me that Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's father.
I haven't seen that, damn it.
I apologise.
At the end of The Crying Game,
Yeah.
It's another ghost or something. Anyway, look, Rhys, thank you, as ever, for bringing us up. I think we all feel fulfilled up to date now with showbiz, don't we? I think that was the point of the exercise. So thanks very much indeed, Rhys, for doing that for us. We'll see you next week, I hope.
Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff. Right, OK, in the next bit of the programme then, guest action. Ewan Rheon, speaking of spoiler alerts, Game of Thrones. He's in. Did you watch Game of Thrones, Rhys?
I don't, unfortunately.
Oh, right, OK.
No.
Well, he plays Ramsay Bolton. I've got so many spoilers I can throw at you now. but he's in this Riviera programme that's just starting on Sky. Sure. And he's going to come and talk about that. But all to be revealed as we go along. Now, headline hijack, of course, before we go to the news. If you were listening a while ago, you'll know we need a made-up news story and we need it to be in the news to confuse those not listening to this bit. And Ellie, you have the name of the person whose story it is.
I do. It is Amy.
And where is Amy from?
She's from Edinburgh.
Amy in Edinburgh. Congratulations. You are today's headline hijacker. Also on the way, the big debate at 3 o'clock. Live music in the last half an hour of the programme as we drag a busker in from the streets and force him or her, don't know yet, to perform at microphone points for us. Plus we'll take all your reactions as well. And then Ellie will be going through the films for the weekend in part of Work Experience Punditry. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
My thing, minimalism. I like to pretend I'm living in a Scandinavian furniture catalogue. I like any colour, as long as it's white. Absolute white, white cotton, white mist. The only threesome I want. So when I got a red coffee machine for my birthday, it was never going to work. So sadly, it had to go.
With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place to sell your things than eBay. eBay. Find your thing.
When you hear a PPI commercial like this, you think, I wonder if I ever did have PPI. And maybe I should claim with the deadline being announced. And then you think, oh, but I'm not sure where my paperwork is. So you end up doing nothing. Well, here's the easiest thing in the world to do. Just text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. And then you can decide to pursue the claim yourself or get the claims guys to do it for you. Text PLEASE to 60777 now.
The claims guys.
Now at TradePoint, get the Beko Oven and Hob Pack with a choice of gas or ceramic hob for just £190. Excludes VAT at 20%.
TradePoint! The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new multi-award-winning Toyota ProAce. What Van Light Commercial Vehicle of the Year 2017. On contract hire at £199 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.1695 DIN HP. Available on contract hire at £199 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,194. Business users over 18 only. Excluding VAT of 20%. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Grenfell Tower blaze started in fridge freezer, Brexit vote a year on, and tourist bus crash in Paris.
Talk Radio.
It's been confirmed the Grenfell Tower fire was caused by a fridge freezer. While both cladding tiles and insulation have failed safety tests, the number of dead or missing people presumed dead remains at 79. Detective Superintendent Fiona McCormack is from the Metropolitan Police.
We know this fire wasn't started deliberately, and we know that the fridge freezer in this matter has never been subject to a product recall before. Further tests are ongoing onto that fridge.
A man is due in court charged with terrorism-related murder and attempted murder after the van attack in London's Finsbury Park. 47-year-old Darren Osborne from Cardiff was arrested on Monday after a vehicle was driven into worshippers outside a mosque. The president of the European Council says Theresa May's offer on the rights of EU nationals staying in the UK after Brexit is below his expectations. The deal guarantees 3 million Europeans currently living here access to healthcare, education, benefits and pensions. But it's dependent on the same rights being given to British people living in other EU countries. Donald Tusk has given his reaction to the offer.
It risks worsening the situation of citizens. But it will be for our negotiating team to analyse the offer line by line once we receive it on paper.
A former loyalist paramilitary commander has pleaded guilty to 200 terrorist offences, including 5 murders. The ex-chief of the Ulster Volunteer Force's North Belfast unit, Gary Haggerty, admitted the crimes as part of a deal to give evidence against fellow terrorists. At least 4 people have been injured in central Paris after the tourist bus they were on crashed into a bridge. It's understood part of the double-decker's roof has been ripped off after it got stuck. Firefighters in the city say one of the victims is seriously hurt. And a minute's silence has been held at Glastonbury in memory of those affected by recent terror attacks. It's taking place at the Pyramid Stage, where tonight's headliners, Radiohead, will perform.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria.
That's okay, John.
Later, Cornelius... who's normally here, five party poppers at my face, he's at Glastonbury.
Yes.
And he'll be with us later doing our regular feature, Condescending, where ordinarily he reads out all of the haters' texts and tweets from the lift as it travels downwards through the building, condescending. But he's drunk in a tent, so he's going to do it from there instead. Content.
Yeah, but is it going to be happy messages?
No.
But that, like, content is nice, isn't it?
No, because people who send hate abuse like that to us are probably content that they've done it, I'm guessing. Don't argue.
Maybe they're not content with their lives and that's why they're being mean to other people.
Right. I think we're overanalyzing it, but then it doesn't matter. So that's happening on the programme. You've got to do some weather now, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Yeah, okay.
So sunshine and blustery showers in the north. Southern parts are dry with some bright spells. Highs at 24 degrees. I think that actually hit my cheek. Thanks, John.
So here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. New Liverpool winger Mohamed Salah says he's excited to meet his teammates at Anfield. The Egypt international joined from Roma for around £34 million. Liverpool finished fourth in the Premier League in Jurgen Klopp's first full campaign as manager. Salah tells LFC TV he wants to help build on that.
We played so good last season. Many played a fantastic season. Coutinho, Firmino, Lallana, all of them. I don't want to say just one name, but all of them did a great season last year.
Frank de Boer is a matter of little terms away from being confirmed as manager at Crystal Palace, so his brother Ronald has told TalkSport. The former Ajax and Inter boss is set to fill the vacancy at Selhurst Park, created by Sam Allardyce's resignation last month. Finally, today's feature race at Royal Ascot is the Coronation Stakes. There's commentary of that and every race at Royal Ascot over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Lions coach Warren Gatland has raised eyebrows with his selection for tomorrow's first test against New Zealand by picking a team consisting purely of actual Lions. Simba has been placed at inside centre, with the pairing of Mufasa and Scar on opposite wings being praised as a masterstroke.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
on Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon then. Yes, it is Talk Radio. Momentarily, we'll be talking to today's guest, Ewan Rheon, who is, of course, Ramsay Bolton, amongst other things, the actor. Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones, that's where you may know him best. He's in Riviera on Sky, new series. He'll be chatting to us in a moment. But before that, Ellie's here. She's got some reactions that have been coming in. What's been coming in, Nee?
So I've got a reaction about our Brexit coverage saying, I don't know about you, John, but I'm sick to death of all this Brexit nonsense. I wish I could leave any sort of Brexit discussion behind me and never talk about it ever again.
Yep.
An exit from Brexit, if you will. Brexit. And that's from Roy in Leeds.
Thank you, Roy. You got anything else?
So someone else said, this is an outrage, John, and seeing as I'm currently sat, I shan't stand for it. That's Rupert in Birmingham.
Thank you very much, Rupert. Your reactions are very welcome, of course. You can send them to us. Here's the reaction line number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Now, I promised you guest action, and I'm going to deliver on it. Ewan Rheon is here and looking well, I have to say.
Thank you. Don't you
look well? Well, the thing is, we're familiar with you. Before we talk about Riviera, we've got to mention Game of Thrones, of course. And given that you were an evil swear word in that, I'm slightly intimidated by you in case you torture me. You had to look evil in that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You kind of had that look about you.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, it's all, you know, what he's thinking. And they're not very nice things.
Yeah. How did you channel that, though? Did you deliberately... I know it's acting, but did you think not nice things in order to get into the zone with that?
I guess it's like any part, really, and you just sort of play the given circumstances and then you just... and then hopefully something will happen.
Yeah.
And luckily it did.
Yeah, a lot happened in that, it's fair to say. Riviera, though, which is, I know what we're talking about. This is rare for me, so I started watching that without knowing I was going to be interviewing you or anything, because I liked the look of it. Because normally what happens, of course, as a radio presenter, you'll have to watch a thing because you're interviewing the person. You don't necessarily have to want to watch it, but with this one I did. there's money been spent on this, isn't it? This Riviera programme.
Yeah, well, I think it was important to sort of, if you're depicting that world, that it needs to look expensive, so I think They did a good job.
And
with that.
And in terms of how long it took to film, because obviously it's all shot, presumably it's all shot down on the Riviera, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And so how long did you get to be out there for?
6 months it took to do the whole thing, yeah. But I mean, I was back and forth, but I was there for quite a lot, about 6 months, yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to really, it was good. It's good when you're, as an actor, when you're in the world that you're supposed to be portraying, because. Yeah. Obviously,
especially when it's a glamorous location like that.
Yeah, and it's a world that I have no idea about. You know, I'm from Cardiff. And it's like, all right, okay, wow. And it's amazing, all the yachts and the houses and stuff.
Had you never been down there sort of previously?
No, no, not to that part of the world, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah. In terms of, there will be people who haven't seen it, but we were just saying how it's become the most watched programme this year on Sky, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for those who haven't, tell us about it, though.
Well, it's kind of, it's about a young woman who's just recently got married and her husband dies mysteriously in an explosion on a yacht.
Mm.
And it's kind of following the story of how she's, you know, trying to find out exactly what happened, and the deeper she's looking into it, the darker her husband's past seems to become.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a story of how it affects her in particular and then the rest of the family.
Because you're the stepson.
Yes. That's right, isn't it? So I'm her husband's eldest son, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So, so you kind of see that world and the dodgy dealings of the big banks and the sort of, the art world down there.
A lot happens as well. It's one of those things where, obviously it's like, you know, it's one of those ones you can do the binging thing on because I think they're all available in one go. But it moves along quite a pace and a lot happens per episode.
Yeah, I was watching it. I remember, a lot happens in this, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I got to about four. I was like, wow, there's still so much to go. Yeah, and I think my character comes into it a bit more in episode 5. You start to see a little bit more of Adam and what he's all about.
I was going to talk to you about music as well, because now is it right? I know you were in a band and stuff, but did you kind of quit the band to go and do acting? Is that true?
Sort of. It's not really. I mean, I was kind of doing them both at the same time, but then I had to. I was playing in a band when I finished drama school, and then I got a part in Spring Awakening, which basically which was a West End show. So you basically, I mean, that just writes you off because you can't play in a band.
Can't do that at the same time.
It's impossible. It's physically impossible.
Yeah.
So I had to leave that. So I just sort of started concentrating more on just writing songs for acoustic, because that means you can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
And you don't need to worry about a band or rehearsing, because you can do it on your own. So that's where I kind of went down that route.
And is it something you return to time and time again? Because you're a busy man now, I mean, in terms of acting. So.
Yeah, it's something I've always done, But I've always done it when I was a kid, and just sitting down on the guitar and writing songs and stuff, and singing my heart out. And, so it's just always been a part of my life. So, I can't see that ever changing. Yeah. Obviously, I have less time to do it now, and I can't really do much live stuff. But, it's still something I'm really, really interested in.
What was the first band you ever saw?
First band, I think it was Pulp.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite a good one.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's
all right.
My mum took me and my brother to see Pulp.
Yeah. I was talking about this before. My first gig, I think, was Iron Maiden.
Right? Oh, nice.
So that was pretty good. Except then I remembered that it kind of wasn't, because about 2 years before that, maybe slightly before, when I was quite young, the Kids from Fame. Do you even remember that?
Yes, so I've heard of it.
The Kids from Fame, they had a hit with like Star Maker or something in the 80s. And I remember I went to see them at the Birmingham National Exhibition Centre. So that isn't cool, so that's not the one I'm going to go with. Stick to Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
I've got some of your music here, by the way.
So
I thought, because I was listening to this earlier, and I hadn't heard it before. But tell me about, before I play it, this is Tongue Tied.
Okay.
I'm going to play. So, in terms of that song, and where's it from, and how long ago? And
I wrote that song quite a long time ago. My first EP I did, which is, I can't remember when, but it was a while ago. That was the sort of title track.
Yeah.
But it was just acoustic with some brushes on a snare. So I've always wanted to make it into a proper song. So, when I did the album, then that was very much something I wanted to have a full band.
I'm going to stick a bit of it on. Here it comes. This night, girl, I know that I won't be alone again. Oh, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired of being tongue-tied. See, that's excellent, isn't it? That's really good.
You,
I mean, I really like that. We played it in the office earlier, and everyone was going, "Who's this? What's this?"
Oh, cool.
So there you go. You just got yourself six fans out there.
Yeah. Wow.
Those album sales will rock.
Doubled my fan base, I think.
So what are you up to next? Because obviously Riviera, you're done with it. We're watching it. It's on now. Game of Thrones, unfortunately, spoiler alert, but you're not necessarily in the next one.
No.
Because you can't tell with Game of Thrones what happened. To be honest, people could come back all the time. How often do?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but I think it's pretty certain.
And it's right as well. Speaking of Game of Thrones, you were up for the Jon Snow role initially. Is that right?
Yeah, initially when the pilot first died and cast. Yeah, that was the role that I was.
Yeah,
sort of put into. Bit of kit about that.
Yeah,
and it's cool.
Yeah,
it's quite nice to get to go back and play another. Am I allowed to say that word on the radio?
A git.
Yeah,
I could say that.
No, it's a technical term.
Probably don't say it. Mick will make a face. What are you doing next then after that?
I've just finished filming a series for Marvel. Marvel's Inhumans, which is a new thing, which is going to be broadcast on IMAX. The first two episodes will be broadcast on IMAX, and the rest will be it's on ABC in America. I don't know what it'll be on here, but I think we will be able to watch it on IMAX here on September the 1st, I think it will be.
And where were you filming that? Somewhere
in Hawaii.
That's what you're doing in Hawaii. So you just do you, when you choose roles, do you sort of do that thing of going where's the location first?
And then seems that way, doesn't it? But then I've done my time.
I've done my time
in places, you know, in some cold and wet places, so I thought it was about time I warmed my cockles a bit.
You and Rion there. A pre-recorded interview, I'll be honest. I'll be upfront about it. Why not? He's in Riviera, which is on Sky. You can binge on it, I'm reliably informed. I've seen the first couple. It's pretty good, as I said. Now, on the programme next, Have you been listening carefully to this show all week? Because if you have, this is where we test your brand loyalty. It is our Friday afternoon end of the week quiz. We'll do it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Some things are just better with two. Like the ping pong. The hide and seek. Coming. Ready or not. A phone call. Hello? Anyone? And of course, going to the movies. Which is why only comparethemarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies. Because movies are better with two.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
At Homebase, we're all about low prices so you can update your garden for less. Hanging baskets start from just £4.97 and bedding plants from only £1.97. Homebase, always low prices.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shade and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts tomorrow, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the clockwise side of the M60 through Greater Manchester. One lane down due to a broken down car at junction 13 for Worsley. Back towards 12 at Eccles Interchange on the cameras for the M62. Southbound side of the M6 through Cheshire still very slow. That's following a breakdown through the roadworks, 19 at Knutsford, down towards 18 at Holmes Chapel. And finally, still problems south on the M6 through the West Midlands. A lane closed between 9 at Wensbury and 8 for the M5 following an accident. Queues back to 10. I'm Stephen Beach.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So have you been listening to this programme religiously? I'll be honest, the only thing I do religiously is I watch Songs of Praise.
Nice. It's a
religious joke. But if you have been listening carefully and also religiously, if that's what you want to do, then you will, of course, know what happened. And that's the point of the end of the week quiz. There are three clips of things that happened, but what happened next is the question. Let's look back together over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. The one thing we're going to need, though, to do that is a contestant. She's on the line now. She's called Miriam. Hello, Miriam.
Hiya.
Hiya. Oh, you sound very, sound very chirpy, Miriam. What's going on there?
Oh, not much. Just moving out my house, really.
Moving out your house?
Yep, just having a big old clean out and heading back to London soon.
Oh, okay. Where are you now, then?
Winchester.
Winchester. And what do you do in Winchester?
Yeah. and teaching.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What age do you teach?
Just the little ones, year four.
Now, is that... Yeah. I always wonder this about teaching, right? Because I know... I have friends that are teachers, and both secondary and primary, and both claim that their teaching job is the hardest one. So is it easier to teach older kids or younger kids, in your opinion?
Oh, I'm telling you now, it is so much harder to teach younger ones.
Yeah, you would
say. Straight up. Yeah. Secondary school teachers have got it so easy.
Oh, that's a fighting talk there, Miriam.
Yeah, I will fight.
By the way, happy Brexitversary.
Yes, yeah. I've been celebrating all day.
Yeah, oh, everyone has.
Haven't stopped.
Yeah, good. Right, look, this is what better way to celebrate it all than with an end of the week quiz. So naturally, Miriam, you've been listening to this show all week, haven't you?
And yeah, I mean, I dream about it.
Yeah,
that's how much I listen. Yes. Right. I just love it.
Yeah, thanks. Look, what we're going to do? We've got clips of the. You're overdoing it. We've got clips of the program, things that happened, Miriam. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. So let's play Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week. Let's do this. Let's do the quiz.
Okay.
We're going to start on Tuesday, Miriam.
Yeah.
When it was very hot. I don't even remember that. It was very hot outside, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So we thought it would be a good idea to put our own spin on a beloved radio tradition. Every summer, somebody from the radio, if it's BBC Local Radio, they do it. They send a reporter outside to see if it's hot enough to fry an egg on the pavement or a car bonnet or whatever it might be. So earlier, what we decided to do, because we are fortunate enough to have an assistant producer who smells of an egg, we sent Cass outside with Cornelius, although we didn't really tell Cass what was going on, to see if it was hot enough to fry an egg on an assistant producer. And that's what happened. But before we could fry an egg on Cass's witchy face, we had to run the idea past management here at Talk Radio to see if the budget would cover the cost of an egg. So what did our boss, one of our bosses, Laurie, say to Asprod Cass when she went in for a meeting with him? Did he say, A, yes, certainly, eggs are cheap and you can buy as many as you want on company money? Did he say, B, well, maybe it depends on whether or not there are any spare ones in the canteen? Or did he say, C, no, an egg would be far too expensive? Which of those do you think management went with?
I'm going to go with my gut feeling. I'm going to go with C.
Let's find out if your guts are right.
I'm not sure that health and safety will let us do that, to be honest with you. I think there's a...
It's only an egg.
Okay, but how much is this egg going to cost?
Like 18 pence?
I'm not sure we can afford that.
Ah, you're absolutely right.
Woo!
And Ellie, by the way, is keeping score.
Thank you, Ellie.
Question two. On Wednesday, we were expecting a visit from a genuine movie legend. And we bring you hot guest action. James Bond. Well, not him. But Stargate, Independence Day. These are all soundtracks that you'll be familiar with and indeed will like. The composer of them all, David Arnold. I love David Arnold. He's going to be joining us on the programme later. Yeah. But then what happened? What ridiculous thing happened at 2 o'clock when David Arnold was scheduled to come into the studio? Was it A, David Arnold arrived with a full orchestra and together they performed a beautiful selection of songs from a range of movie soundtracks? Or B, David Arnold turned up and announced his retirement from composing? Or C, David Arnold didn't turn up because Asprod Cass actually scheduled him for an interview in July and didn't tell any of the cover production staff. Which of those do you think it might have been?
Oh, that was a tough one. He's keen on his music. I'm going to go with C.
C? Didn't turn up. C? That's broadcast screwing something up. All right, let's have a listen, shall we? Now, normally we have a guest here, and today's guest was supposed to be David Arnold, the composer. But the reason he's not turned up is because Cass was in charge of the booking. And as usual, she's messed it up. So he's not here. So I don't know what happened there. Ah!
Oh, classic.
Yeah, isn't it? So, slightly new. Question number three. Yesterday, we heard from our regular disappointing sidekick, Cornelius, who gave us a live update from the Glastonbury Festival, where he is. Hello,
Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how is it going?
Good, yes. You?
Yes, very weird. I'm currently in the theatre and circus field where it's all kicking off.
What's going on in the circus and field? Ah. And then he described what was going on. What hallucinogenic nightmare was he actually witnessing in front of him? Was it A, a man dressed as a lobster singing songs about lobsters? Was it B, a choir of naked elderly people singing from the Tory general election manifesto as if it were a hymn book? Or C, Glastonbury, was there a morbidly obese man screaming swear words at the sky? Which of those?
Well, as much as I'd love B to be true, I think the lobster's screaming at me.
The lobster. Let's find out if you're right.
There's a man performing on a stage. His name is Laikido, the Lord of the Lobsters. He's been on for half an hour. He sings songs exclusively about lobsters. He performs all sorts of hits, including Summer Cold, Dew of Frozen, and his Christmas lobster song.
Right, are you... Is this actually happening, or are you drunk?
No, it's genuinely happening.
Right. A man dressed as a lobster singing songs about lobsters is exactly right. Miriam, now...
Wow.
We're going to just go over to disappointing sidekick stand-in Ellie for the scores there.
Just give me one second.
Okay, so work it out.
Carry the one, plus three... She's only gone and got three.
She's got three! You've got three! You've got three! Hey!
Happy Brexit Day.
Well, happy Brexit Day to you. What a brilliant way to celebrate, isn't it? Happy Brexit 1 year on day, Miriam.
Happy day.
Miriam, actually, quick question. Why aren't you teaching now? What are you doing?
Have
you literally just left a class of kids on their own?
Well, no, it's like... It's only half two, but like I wasn't in school today anyway.
Oh, all right. Fine.
Not teaching full time yet.
Oh, fine. All right, fine. Oh, good. All right, Miriam. Thank you very much indeed. Just to be clear, that there's not a class of kids just going. Where's she gone? Oh, there they are, enjoying Brexit Day. Oh. They were listening in the other room. Oh. Give her a cheer. Give her a cheer. There we go, Miriam's kids. Yep. So you listen to Talk Radio then in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Let me tell you what's on the way. More of your reactions, of course. Cornelius, who you just heard from at Glastonbury, is still at Glastonbury, still mindlessly drunk, I imagine. And he will be bringing us all of the texts and tweets that we get from the haters. That's what we do on a Friday. We don't report the people who send us that stuff. We don't block them. We simply... embrace the hatred of people who hate me personally and the show and anyone who works on the show, and we give them to Cornelius. Ordinarily he reads them out from the lift here as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. However, because it's at Glastonbury in a tent this week, it's called Content. So that'll be happening. There's live music as well, as we dragged a busker in off the streets to perform for us. Just to see us into the weekend. Don't forget, it's Some Request Friday as well. Your speeches and talks. If you'd like to hear one, like a classic one, you know, as a dedication or a request, then you can get in touch, because we're not allowed to play music on the programme because it's talk radio, so we have to play speeches and talks. But the request thing still stands. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Very good. The big debate on the way at 3 o'clock. And next half an hour, Ellie, who you just heard there, will be rounding up your films for the weekend. It is work experience punditry. Now, though, just coming up to 2:30, Victoria's here. She's got the latest news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
An investigation has revealed the Grenfell Tower fire started in a fridge freezer. The Hotpoint model hadn't been subject to any product recall, and further tests are being carried out. The building's insulation and cladding have also failed safety tests. Police say they're considering manslaughter charges. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says if there's been wrongdoing, someone needs to be held accountable.
That fire should not have spread. Those people should not have died. And so if there is a death as a result of negligence by a company or by the public or by an administration, then there is a process of corporate manslaughter.
The European Council President says the Prime Minister's offer on safeguarding citizens' rights after Brexit is below expectations. Fellow leaders think more detail is needed after Theresa May outlined a plan for EU nationals living in the UK to get settled status with access to health and other benefits. A man has been remanded in custody after appearing before magistrates charged with murder and attempted murder following the Finsbury Park terror attack. One person died and nine others were injured in North London in the early hours of Monday. A former loyalist paramilitary commander has pleaded guilty to 200 terrorist offences, including 5 murders. Gary Haggerty, who's 45, admitted the crimes as part of a deal to give evidence against others in future trials. And the music at Glastonbury is underway. The festival kicks off with a minute's silence in memories of those who were killed and injured in recent terror attacks in Manchester and London, as well as the Grenfell fire. The weather, sunshine and blustery showers in the north. Southern areas dry with some bright spells. Highs of 24 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is. And there's more in 1 hour.
Yes.
When we bring you Friday's edition of Victoria's Bonus News. Extra news, isn't it? Extra news. As if there wasn't enough news, there's more news.
So much news.
And it's animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. It makes the time up because the bulletins are shorter. Today, animal news.
Animal news.
A few complaints, I have to say.
What? Who's complained?
Clarkey, for one. Saying,
what's Clarkey said?
Clarkey has said, what's with letting her do animal news? We need mineral news.
It's not even Mineral News Day.
I'm just...
It would have been vegetable, Clarkey. So you're not going to get mineral till next week.
Do you want to tease us with an animal?
A bear.
Thank you. Anything else?
No.
All right. A bear what?
A bear.
Okay. Animal news is on the way in 1 hour's time. Next comes Work Experience Punditry.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
Okay, here's the plan so far for The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, Sunday night.
We have the man behind the movie The Day After Tomorrow and the book Communion. Alien abductee, prolific writer, Whitley Strieber will be here. Plus, we have a paranormal detective and one of the world's leading space scientists for you.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's just after 2:30. Very shortly, we'll be hearing from Ellie with Work Experience Punditry. Before that, though, as I mentioned, it's Some Request Friday. If you don't know what that is, let me explain it to you. Over on Radio 2, okay, which you may have heard of, Simon Mayo, who you may have heard of, does a thing called All Request Friday, where he will take requests and dedications from listeners and play songs that they want to hear. It's a sort of Friday vibe thing. Now, we wanted to do exactly that, but we can't because, one, Radio 2 own the copyright on the word all. Two, they play music. We can't do that because we're a speech radio station. So what we do is call it Some Request Friday and play speeches and talks for requests and dedications. And you can get them too. So this one's just come in. Hi, gang. That's everyone here. I'm straddling a banana boat in Tenerife. And we're just about to set off, and the driver of the speedboat that's pulling the banana boat is blasting out your show in the sunshine. So could you please give Making Humans a Multiplanetary Species by Elon Musk, which is a talk he did, of course, a spin, as that was a total floor filler while we were out last night. Oi, oi! Cheers from the lads with a Z. Well, lads, enjoy your banana boat ride to a soundtrack of Elon Musk.
So our options for becoming a multiplanet species within our solar system are limited. We have, in terms of nearby options, we've got Venus, but Venus is a high pressure, super high pressure, hot acid bath. So that would be a tricky one. Venus is not at all like the goddess. This is not in no way similar to the actual goddess. It's really difficult to make things work on Venus. Mercury is also way too close to the Sun. We could go potentially on one of the moons of Jupiter or Saturn, but those are quite far out, much further from the Sun, a lot harder to get to. It really leaves us with one option if we want to become a multi-planet civilization, and that's Mars. We could conceivably go to our moon, and I certainly have nothing against going to the moon. But I think it's challenging to create become multiplanetary on the moon because it's much smaller than a planet. It doesn't have any atmosphere. It's not as resource rich as Mars.
Ooh, ooh! That is epic, isn't it? What a banger that one is. I'm here at work, but I wish I was being towed around Tenerife on a banana boat to that blasting out. Just like the lads are. Thank you very much for your message. We play that especially for you there. Elon Musk making humans a multiplanetary species. Total floor filler, as they pointed out. Now, you can get your requests to us for speeches and talks, of course, just to see you into the weekend. 87222 is the number.
Your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And that's the voice of Ellie, who is today playing the role of disappointing sidekick, because our usual one is Glastonbury. More of that anon. However, not only is she fulfilling that role, but also has to be our work experience pundit for the day. And Ellie, you know as an old hand at this, that you continually be told that this gives you a leg up into the industry.
Yep.
To come in here, not do work experience traditional things, but to come in and have a microphone and review stuff, actual broadcasting on the radio.
Yep.
And it's you've been doing that how a year now, something like that for us?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's led to precisely nothing, has it? So,
I mean,
so you know, now you see the facade that it was. I mean, it's not true. It doesn't give you a leg up into any kind of industry.
No,
at all. And the only reason we get you in here is because you're free. Is doing films for us, weekend films. Where are we starting, Ellie?
So we're starting, you know, I usually do hipster on this slot, and I thought, why not bring a little bit of hipster into it? So we're actually starting with what I did last night, which is I went to an open-air cinema, and it was great. So I'm going to highly recommend it to everyone, especially with the weather the way it is. But I went to see Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which I hadn't actually seen until that point. And I think we've got a small clip.
Well, let's play it then.
So setting a pack of dangerous creatures loose here was... It was just another accident. Is that right?
What would I do deliberately?
To expose wizard kind. To provoke war between the magical and non-magical worlds.
Mass slaughter for the greater good, you mean?
Yes. Quite.
I'm not one of Grindelwald's fanatics, Mr. Graves.
Oh, there. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So that came out. That's... that must have been a year.
2016?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the thing about the films is none of them are super, super new, but they are kind of like old classics. So we had things like, there's newer ones like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, where they're kind of just coming out again. But there's also things like they've got Pulp Fiction coming up.
Oh, yeah.
They've got things like The Jungle Book, which should be a really great sing-along. They've got Mean Girls this evening. And it was great. Yeah, it really,
Where, what hipster part of the metropolitan elitist South did you go to see that in?
I saw it in Crystal Palace.
Right.
But there's locations all over London, and there's other open-air cinemas across the country.
There are, and at this time of year, you're absolutely right. They're hugely popular, of course, people going to do that. Now, so what's the... Because I've never been to one. So is it sort of... Because in the light evenings, the sun shining on the screen would suggest to me that would be irritating.
So you've got to wait until the sun goes down. So we got there for about 8:30, but the film didn't start until gone 9:30. So it is quite a late night thing. But it was really great. The film, I thought, was really good. I hadn't seen it because I didn't... The trailers never really appealed to me, but having watched it, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great story about, basically, it follows Newt Scamander, who is the person who wrote the book, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is from the Harry Potter series, and basically follows him on his trip to New York. I thought it was great. It managed to open up the world of Harry Potter a little bit further, so you could see what it was like in America. I thought the characters were really endearing, and I'd watch it again, definitely.
Did you... hear it. I mean, how do they do the sound? Because is it like big speakers or is it like...
So not that you can
modern
see.
Hipster Bluetooth headphones or something?
No, so it's done with speakers, but they're not like massive, you know, stacks that you have next to each side of the screen.
Yeah.
It actually looks really professional and really well done.
Right.
And the sound was great. Picture quality was great. I was really, really surprised. But it was good.
Well, I can see you're excited by it.
Yeah.
It's quite a hipster thing to do. All right, so open-air cinema, good. We're going to say traffic and travel, but what are we going to be talking about afterwards?
So we're having a look at a film in the cinema at the minute, so Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And then we'll also be looking at some films which are coming to TV and DVD.
Over the weekend. All right, good. Ellie with us, bringing us work experience punditry. And as she said, we'll continue talking films after traffic and travel. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in this week's Sun on Sunday? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of the Sun on Sunday this weekend.
Back a bit. No. Forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
You have one new message. No message left.
Sound familiar? It's not the sound of silence. It's the sound of your customers not being able to get in touch. So take back control with eReceptionist. eReceptionist answers and directs all your calls, ensuring your customers always get an answer and you always get the business. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
At Honda, we've put a lot of our best thinking into the Jazz. So when it scored over 9 out of 10 on Revue for quality, practicality and features, we took it as a challenge. How to improve on what we think is the best small car money can buy? How about making it the best small car that slightly less money can buy? Until June 30th, you can own the Jazz for £199 a month with a £199 deposit and 4 years 0% APR. If you give that idea full marks, visit honda.co.uk/jazz199 for details. Terms and conditions apply. Final payment £4,403.07.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer
problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £64 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Two lanes closed south on the M1 through South Yorkshire. It's due to an overturned vehicle at junction 37 for Barnsley. Queues back towards 38 at Huddersfield. Travel time of around half an hour. Northbound M6 through Cheshire still very slow. That's following an accident at junction 20 for the limb interchange. Queues back towards junction 19 at Knutsford. Travel time of around 40 minutes. And the southbound M6 also slow following an accident between 9 at Wensbury and junction 8 for the M5 link. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you there. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. And just before we do more films for the weekend for you, of course, there's a small matter of the news. Donald Trump last night tweeted about not having made tapes of James Comey, even though he previously said, this is the FBI director, of course he had fired, it previously said, hinted that he may have tapes of James Comey in meetings. And then when everyone went, well, you shouldn't have those, can you hand them into the FBI? He went, no, I haven't really made it up. So that's in the news, of course. Glastonbury, as you know, held a minute silence for the victims of the terror, recent terror attacks, and Grenfell, of course, as well. Royal Ascot's still going on. There's a lot of news around. It's all very, very, very complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Ellie. I know you can't. And you know, a lot. We get letters telling us much the same from other people, and we aim to plead. We're here to help. In many ways. So what we do is we take the news, the current affairs, and we analyse it using Japanese poetry. Now, ordinarily, it's done by Cornelius, who's at Glastonbury. So instead, stepping womanfully into that breach is our very own Chloe, who works through the glass. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. And so she's been doing the haikus for us, mainly because her name... So it's the news in High the news in High Chloe's.
May unveils her deal. Does she think she's Noel Edmonds? Hashtag lol satire.
In High Chloe's Japanese Chloetry. So we're talking films this afternoon, and we're doing it with Ellie, one of our work experience. She is here. We've already talked about something that it was a little bit niche, but which was just Ellie, you know, going to enjoying a night out and telling us about it. I think essentially that's what the first review was, wasn't it? Honest, really, just a little hipster pop up open air cinema, of which there are many, of course, around the country. But now to the films in the cinema. Mm-hmm.
So, we're talking about Wonder Woman.
Ah.
So, there's been a lot of buzz around this film. It's basically about an Amazonian princess who is played by Gal Gadot. And she has her idyllic life disrupted when a pilot crash lands nearby, which alerts her to World War One basically happening all over the world.
Mm.
And she decides that she wants to, you know, go off and kind of help save the world from what's going on in World War One. So, we're going to listen to a clip now.
There we go, Wonder Woman.
Please slow down,
Diana. That's your leader? How could he say that? Believe that? And you, was your duty to simply give them a book?
No.
You didn't stand your ground. You didn't fight.
Because there was no chance of changing his
mind. This is Ares, and he's not going to allow a negotiation or a surrender. The millions of people you talked about, they will die.
We are going anyway.
It's been very well reviewed, this, hasn't it? Are you going to join that chorus?
No.
Oh!
So basically, I think what has happened with this film is there are a lot of buzz around it. And I think it's amazing that we've got, you know, like a real female strong character who's leading in a DC movie. And I know that DC has struggled recently with actually putting out really successful, popular superhero films.
Because they did the Batman, recent Superman, Batman vs Superman was dreadful.
Yes.
And Suicide Squad was theirs. And that I quite liked that.
It promised a lot.
But many people did not.
Yeah, I feel a lot of people think it didn't deliver, which I think has sort of happened here. So the two kind of splits on the reviews are that you have people who think it's amazing, it's a really great step forward in cinema, especially for female characters, which it is. But also I think a lot of people think it leaves a lot to be desired and it shouldn't be held up as this amazing film where we've hit the pinnacle of putting women in the forefront of cinema.
Right, so in terms of, are you reviewing this from as a woman, or are you reviewing it as I guess there are two ways of reviewing it, that's the problem, isn't it? Because it has hit that sort of feminist agenda of going, you know, at last there's this strong female lead character that's a superhero, because they've tried before to bring Wonder Woman to the screen, it's never quite worked. And so that you're right, there's that camp, I suppose. And do you think that's making people slightly blinkered as to the quality of the actual film itself?
I think so. I think the film is, you know, it's entertaining, it's enjoyable, it's a bit heavy-handed on CGI, but it's a big superhero film, so that's to be expected.
Yeah.
But I think some people just think it hasn't, it's silly to think that it's gone far enough and that it's, you know, we should be pushing further for female-led superhero films.
Yeah.
But if you think about the industry, I mean, I think this is the first female-led superhero film from DC since Catwoman, which was 2004,
right.
I think. And then, you know, you've got the Marvel Cinematic Universe where you've got this really strong character in the form of Black Widow, but she hasn't got anything standalone. Whereas you're seeing all these kind of spin-off movies for all the other superhero characters.
That's true. Now, what's the... Because you have to... I suppose you sort of have to look at the history of superhero comics to get to the bottom of this. And I guess they were originally... I did read something about this as well. They were originally designed to appeal... They were going to a boy market, basically. Mm. That was the gist of it, wasn't it? So when they were drawn in the 50s and so on and so forth, they were very much sort of, you know, that kind of thing. And it's about sort of kids wanting to be superheroes and all that sort of stuff. And I guess in terms of female role models, they just probably weren't aiming for that then. So the source material, apart from Wonder Woman, sort of isn't there, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this film is really enjoyable, and I think, you know, Gal Gadot does a great job.
Is it Gadot or Godot? It's definitely Gal Gadot.
Gadot, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But she does a great job of playing, you know, really embodying the character. I mean, you can hear in that clip how impassioned she is, and she really goes for it. So, yeah, I think, like, it's still a really great film.
But she's still a lady running around in her bra, really, isn't she? In that, I mean, technically, you know, that bit of it, you know, because, again, I think Wonder Woman was written by a man. initially, and you sort of go, well, she doesn't wear much, does she? And there's a probably reason for that as well, you know what I mean? You know, and you sort of go, but I know that's, I don't know, but that's been glossed over, you know, in the review thing or not, I don't know.
But then I guess it kind of, you know, points out the fact that you have all these superhero films, but what actually are their origins? They come from comic books, and you know, that's like probably an encouraging thing that you can actually encourage people to go back and have a look at the comics that these films came from.
And to be fair, it's based on historical fact, and Amazonian princesses do wear that costume, so that seems reasonable. but in the pantheon of, in terms of just, you know, people going to watch this just to enjoy stuff. Because, you know, Iron Man, very enjoyable film. Obviously, Iron Lady, there was that one. That was a poor sequel, that, if I'm honest. Iron Lady. And that Mrs. Thatcher suit didn't look real. And she couldn't fly. But in the pantheon of all of that, just as a superhero film?
Still really enjoyable. Okay. Like, it's, you know, done really well in the box office, especially worldwide. So, like, I definitely recommend still going to see it.
All right.
Yeah.
What next?
So next, we've got a film that's coming to TV this weekend. And it's Her. Have you ever seen it?
Her?
Her.
No.
I love this film. I've seen it before.
I've seen Ben-Hur. Is it like that?
No.
Okay.
So it's a romantic sci-fi drama which stars Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
So we're going to listen to a clip now.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, what do I call you? Do you have a name? Or?
Yes. Samantha.
Really? Where'd you get that name from?
I gave it to myself, actually.
How come?
Because I like the sound of it. Samantha.
Wait, when did you give it to yourself?
Well, right when you asked me if I had a name, I thought, yeah, he's right, I do need a name. But I wanted to pick a good one, so I read a book called How to Name Your Baby, and out of 180,000 names, that's the one I like the best.
Wait, you read a whole book in the second that I asked you what your name was?
In 2/100ths of a second, actually.
So it's basically a film about a man who falls in love with his artificial intelligence. So imagine you've...
That sounds a bit pervy.
Imagine you've chosen what gender you want your Siri to be, and they're, you know, incredibly intelligent, and the Siri learns as you talk to it, and you fall in love with it. That's the premise of this film.
Right. I mean, I do remember this when it came out.
Mm.
It sounded odd then, and it sounds odd now, if I'm honest with you.
It is quite weird, but I thought it was like, it was quite a melancholy, quite a sweet film. Like, it made me cry.
Right. Are you a regular crier?
I'm a little bit of a touching, you know, a swell of music. I'm gone in the cinema.
Nothing wrong with that, Ellie. Nothing wrong with it at all.
But yeah, so basically it follows Theodore Twombly, who develops a romantic relationship and kind of looks at how his actual personal relationships with humans suffers as a result. I think it's quite an interesting take on what's actually going on now, because as artificial intelligence becomes more intelligent, are we going to see a move to something similar?
Is it like a comment that? On sort of... that's not so much a artificial intelligence date, but sort of the, you know, the whole computer date. Is that part of it, and the whole sort of notion of Tinders and all of that sort of stuff part of it, or am I just making that up because I haven't seen it?
I mean, I think there is kind of an element of that, because part of the film discusses later how she's talking to loads and loads of different people all at the same time, and she's in love with loads of different people. And I think you can kind of pull similarities to that with Tinder, where the fact you're often, if you're talking to someone, they're talking to 20, 30 other people to see, you know, which one this will work out best with.
Yeah.
So I definitely think there is an element of that. This just pushes it that little bit further to the point where it's you falling in love with artificial intelligence, and can you actually form a genuine human relationship and connection with something that's not human?
Well, how would you do it?
So, actually, in the film, they decide that they want to be intimate, but they obviously can't be because she's artificial intelligence.
Yes.
So they get a surrogate woman to come in. Yeah, which, to, in his defence, Theodore Twombly does not react too well at all.
Okay.
But then the artificial intelligence, and then he have a massive fight about it. So it is interesting. It talks about, you know, if we were to move to a society like that, would that be something that would be quite normal? Is that how you'd, you know, be intimate with your partner if your partner's artificial?
I might have to watch it just to try and vaguely understand how that works. We're running out of time, so what are we doing finally?
So the final thing we're looking at is Life, which is coming to DVD. So it's a film with Ryan Reynolds, Jake Gyllenhaal and Rebecca Ferguson, and it tells the story of scientists on the International Space Station who discover intelligent life. So I'm going to listen to a clip.
There we go.
Her heart is beating out of her chest. She's drowning.
Cat, we wouldn't do this together. Okay?
You're going to go clockwise from your side. Cat, you're fighting me, Cat. Come on, gotta do it together now. Come on.
Cat.
Look at me.
Cat.
Just pull on the lever. Okay? Come on. Just pull down on the lever.
Ooh. Now, this, every time there's a film in space like that, you just Alien. Films have got to work very hard not to just be copying Alien, haven't they?
That's basically the biggest criticism of this film. It's very Alien-esque. It's also kind of pulls a little bit from like Gravity. There's a lot of similarities with that film.
Yeah.
But the basic premise of it is that they discover life, and the life is fairly benign at first, but they give it glycerin, I think, and then it kind of escalates and it becomes this really evil force that...
Like Alien, basically. Yeah.
So I think it's good. A lot of the criticism of it is that the physics don't actually really work. There's quite a lot of plot holes that don't really make sense. But I think as far as like a sci-fi, you know, film in space goes, it's good. Yeah. It's enjoyable.
Holds your attention.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's kind of, some of it, it's good in the first part of the film. It kind of moves off in the second half to become a little bit ridiculous in parts. But I think overall quite a good film. Some really big names in there. So an enjoyable watch.
Yeah, well, Jake Gyllenhaal's always watchable, I think. So that's... all right, okay. So out of... So is that DVD, did you say?
That's going to DVD.
Or streaming, modern streaming.
I mean, you can...
Do people buy DVDs still? I don't.
No. But it's coming if you want to buy it.
Fine. Right, just again, as we do sometimes, one score for the whole lot.
I would say 7.3.
Very specific. Good. Ellie, thank you very much indeed. Work experience pundit there from Ellie, who's with us throughout the whole afternoon because she's playing also the role of disappointing sidekick, given that Cornelius has gone to Glastonbury, where we will be talking to him in the next half an hour of the programme while he's drunk in a tent. So that's on the way. The big debate after the news, of course, and in the last half an hour, live music as we drag a busker in from the streets to send us into the weekend with song.
Aww.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18s. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a Lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts tomorrow, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the latest on the Grenfell disaster, Brexit disagreements and spies stealing snacks.
Talk Radio.
The insulation inside Grenfell Tower is more flammable than the cladding. Police say investigations have also revealed the flames were started by a fridge freezer. So far, tests show at least 11 tower blocks in England are fitted with a combustible cladding. That includes Plymouth, where the material is going to be removed from 3 16-storey buildings. Ian Bowyer, who's the leader of the City Council, says action has been taken in the meantime.
There is additional physical presence on the site for people there 24 hours a day, monitoring the building to make sure that there is additional safety just to overcome this interim period till we get those cladding panels off.
A 47-year-old man has appeared before magistrates charged over the Finsbury Park attack. Darren Osborne from Cardiff is accused of terrorism-related murder and attempted murder. The European Council presidents expressed disappointment at Theresa May's offer on the rights of EU citizens after Brexit. The Prime Minister says roughly 3 million of them already living in the UK will be allowed to stay, but Donald Tusk says the proposal is below expectations and could leave EU nationals worse off. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn agrees the offer doesn't go far enough.
These are people that are working here, these are people that have got families here, these are people that are married to British residents, and I think we have to end that uncertainty, and also that would encourage European countries to do exactly the same for the very large number of British people living in particularly France and Spain.
An ex-loyalist paramilitary commander who became a so-called supergrass has pleaded guilty to 200 charges. 45-year-old Gary Haggerty has confessed to offences including 5 murders and 4 counts of directing terrorism. And CIA staff have stolen thousands of pounds worth of sweets and snacks from the spy agency's vending machines. Declassified papers reveal insiders tampered with them, so they dished out free food.
I think that's... I don't know whether to admire that. Or, because, you know, that's taking some, I presume, the best trained spies and operatives and agents. Mm. And they've turned their skills into tampering with the vending machine to get free snacks out of it.
I can definitely see why they do it, because I'm always hungry. And I love it when you accidentally get a free bag of crisps from the vendor when you've shaken it.
Do you do that?
I mean, it has happened.
What?
But you usually have to get the help of someone who's a bit stronger than me.
Right. Is this the vending machine up here on the third floor?
Yeah.
You've been up there and shaken free crisps out of the vending machine.
Well, sometimes they get trapped and dangle. So then you shake it.
Well, I mean,
and then
we've all
it
done
releases
that.
Out.
Yeah.
And then it gives you your money back as well. So then you get free food. And yeah, free food.
Nothing but a common thief. Thanks, Victoria. Would you like to do the weather?
Well, I'm here, it's there.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Sunshine and blustery showers in the north this afternoon. Southern parts are dry with some bright spells, highs of 24.
So when it dangles,
yeah.
Do you reach in and pull it
off? No, you can't. You can't. You have to shake it.
Right.
To release it.
Right. Victoria's back in half an hour or so with today's bonus news, which is going to be animal news, isn't it, Victoria?
Animal news!
Eric's been on. Hi, Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. So, nowadays, Victoria can just change up the rotation whenever she likes, can she? This is because animal, vegetable, mineral news gone 60 days. Hashtag post-Brexit Britain. Hashtag not in yesteryear. Hashtag we want mineral news.
It's not even mineral news day. It would have been vegetable. You know, all these mineral people getting on the high horse, demanding mineral stuff, that's just changing the rotation as well. See, so you're just as bad as you're suggesting I am.
See, horse, you've got an animal in there. Thanks, Victoria.
Okay.
Good. Now, here's Ben with his pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
The Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the
trade goes. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Frank de Boer is only little terms away from being confirmed as manager at Crystal Palace, so his brother Ronald has told Talk Sport. The former Ajax and Inter boss is expected to fill the vacancy at Selhurst Park, created by Sam Allardyce's resignation last month. Former Eagles owner Simon Jordan told Talk Sport he's unsure what to expect from de Boer.
If you're looking at Palace's ambitions and you're looking at the American owners and you're looking at the kind of money they spent, then you'd have to be saying it's a top 10 finish. If you're looking at his record when he went into Serie A, you're looking at a bottom 6, bottom 7 finish. The key dynamic has to be to stay in the Premier League.
All Blacks captain Kieran Reid has warned his side losing to the British and Irish Lions would be pretty bad. The first test takes place at Eden Park tomorrow morning, live and exclusive to national radio over on TalkSport. The hosts haven't lost there since 1994. They haven't lost a test series to the Lions since 1971. Finally, today's feature race at Royal Ascot's the Coronation Stakes. You can hear every race at the festival live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben. I don't know why I'm thanking him. He can't hear me. He pre-recorded that about half an hour ago. So let's do another hour of radio, shall we? I think so. What's going to be in it are the following things. The big debate is on the way very soon. A man called Cornelius Conn is at Glastonbury. He's drunk in a tent. He'll be talking to us from there. In the last half an hour, yeah, that's right, live music. As we drag a bus screen off the streets and invite them to perform at Microphone Point. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so it is time, of course, for the big debate. So as Theresa May tries to reassure the EU citizens in the UK about their future post-Brexit, and then Jean-Claude Juncker and indeed Jeremy Corbyn, as we've just been hearing, immediately say that those proposals are not good enough. Many people are simply sick to the back arse of politics by now, and Brexit certainly, and are calling for the actor Johnny Depp to just assassinate everybody and be done with it. Glastonbury, Jack Sparrow said that he might assassinate Donald Trump. That's in today's news as well, isn't it? And now calls are growing for the actor to just assassinate everybody in politics on the grounds that we're all really bored of hearing about it. So, and Johnny Depp, for his own part, has now agreed to do it dressed as Edward Scissorhands, as we were saying earlier. But it is a year. It's a Brexitiversary, of course. It's a year since everybody went to the polls and then woke up the next day. So we've been having a bit of a birthday party for it in the studio. As I said earlier, we've got party poppers. Here's one. Party popper. See? We've got a hat each. We've got no cake because we couldn't decide whether it would be a hard or soft cake. But yay! Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brexit. On the line, then, is Rhys. He's a listener to Talk Radio. He's called Talk Radio for that reason. Good afternoon, Rhys.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Thank you very much for calling. It's good to talk to you. Now, you heard me say the letters EU in there, of course.
Ugh.
And, yeah, and you've phoned up because of that. That makes you angry, because you are one of these people that doesn't like vowels.
That's correct. Absolutely right, Jonathan. If you A-E-I-O-U, I hate you. A-E-I-O-E, they hate me. Vowels, Jonathan.
Yes.
It's like a mafia, Jonathan. It's like a cartel or a monopoly. Yeah. I'm sick and tired of the five little letters trying to squeeze their way into everything.
Yes.
You know, here in Wales, we have a proud tradition of words which do not use any of these letters. And I just feel like we're being encroached upon by this kind of, like, influence, and I don't like it.
But you did use the words cartel and monopoly there, both of which do have vowels in them, along with everything else you've just said.
Well, I think that's self-evident of how evil those letters are, Jonathan. If cartel and monopoly have such an example of so many vowels,
yeah.
How those words are obviously wicked, and indeed wicked itself has vowels.
Yes.
You see how the point is self-evidential?
I can, but if you want to argue the case of not having vowels anymore, then surely you should be in the front line of not using them yourself, you hypocrite.
Well, you know, I'm not a hypocrite because that also has vowels in it. Listen,
yeah.
We've taken great stands in Wales to get rid of vowels. We've replaced many of the vowel sounds with the letter Y.
Yeah.
And we think that Y is proving to be a very firm substitute. And indeed, the word Y is a questioning word that doesn't have any vowels in it either. So, you know, we're already ahead of questioning the very act of vowels without needing to resort to vowels.
But it's all very well saying to me this is working in Wales, because the Welsh words that you use in Wales are ridiculous. They just go and things like that, don't they? So
it's just noise.
Let me bring in Colin. Just wait on the line for me there, Reed. Colin, good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, Johnny. How are you?
Yes. Stop talking. Reese is against vowels, as you've just heard. He wants to get rid of them, and he's Welsh. And so that makes sense. But you, on the other hand, of course, are a great supporter of vowels. You think, you've told our researchers this, you think there should be more vowels. Is that right?
There should be more vowels, and because I'm from, I don't know if you could tell how late, but I'm from Newcastle,
yeah.
And it's the land of the vowel, right? Because we use vowels in places where you don't necessarily need to be using them, right? Because, we just make noises,
yeah.
And they sound like vowels. For example, like, I owe my Betty 50 pence, right? So I would say to her, like, Betty, I owe 50 pence.
Yes. Well, I can see your point. I mean, you at least are making inroads into adding more vowels into conversations where they don't belong. And Reese, though, is still using them willy and also nilly. And that's, you know.
Willy. Hang on, Jonathan. I mean, we are replacing many things that use vowels with things that don't. For example, in Wales, we all used to live in a house or a home. Now, admittedly, house and home both have a vowel in it.
Vowel.
At least one, right?
The O or the E.
Of course. Yes, indeed. Right, well, now we've all got rid of the houses and the homes, so we don't live in any of them at all. We all live now in crypts.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah.
we live in dirty underground, undead mausoleum-type places called crypts.
Crypts.
And the word crypt doesn't have any vowels in. So I think we're putting our cash or money,
yeah.
Which both of which have vowels. We haven't quite worked that one out yet.
No.
But we're putting it where our mouth is. Again, we haven't quite worked out a substitute for mouth, but we're trying, Jonathan, we're trying.
All right, how many, like, put a number on it, okay? So at the moment there are five vowels, all right? So, right. Colin, how many vowels should there be? Put a number on it.
In Newcastle, there's about 50.
Right, so there are you're saying you want that rolled out nationally?
Yeah.
But who's going to pay for it?
At least 50 vowels.
Okay, that's fine. So you want another 45 vowels added.
Please.
Across the country, but who's gonna pay for it? That's the question, isn't it? What are you gonna take the money from? Vowels aren't gonna be rolled out of the country for free, are they?
Well, no, but what we'll do is we're gonna start selling coffees and cakes at the side of the road,
right?
Down the Great North Road there by the town, the Tyne Tunnel.
Yes, and that's gonna pay for the.
And as everyone comes through the Tyne Tunnel, they'll have to, as well as paying for the
Tyne Tunnel,
they also have to buy a coffee and slice a cake
to pay for vowels,
and that will go towards the vowels.
The government has said 40,000 more vowels by 2018, and what they're planning to do is if you're in your house and you need a vowel at any point, you can Deliveroo them. Students on bikes will bring you a vowel of your choice, which I think is a good idea, isn't it?
No, it's not a good idea at all. It's lazy, Jonathan.
Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden?
Well, you know, no. Why would I?
Well, I'll tell you about them. Now, they like you, Reese, and you will be interested in this, they voted...
I'll be the judge of that, Jonathan.
They voted... to get rid of Valsit. Oh, Valsit, they called it. And they, this was about a year ago, and they voted to get rid of Valsit. Now, the way they did it was, of course, because the words all have vowels in them, a lot of them do in Sweden, but they trained voles to go into words and pull the vowels out. Vowels, they were. It's where they get, where you get a Volvo from. The vole would be trained to drive a Volvo, and it would take the vowels out of the word. So you got a vole in a Volvo, pulling the vowels, and it would tie ropes around the vowels and just yank them out of the words off with the back of the Volvo. What I'm saying is it's worked for them. Is that something you'd like to see in Wales?
Well, I mean, you know, the Wales is famous for its dragons and its complicated mythology. But, taking voles and vowels and ropes and Volvos, that all sounds very complicated. You know, but anything that gets rid of vowels, Jonathan, I'm willing to give it a try. Try itself is obviously a word without vowels. A vowel in it, so we can at least give it a solid try. Obviously, try is the word we used when we're scoring in the greatest game in the world, rugby.
That's got a vowel in it.
The way we spell it in Wales is without the U, so it's just R-G-B-Y, rugby.
Just put a couple of rugby. L's in there like you do with other words?
Why would I need extra vowels, Jonathan? We don't need... Colin is suggesting we like double the length of the alphabet just to get some extra vowels in. That's ridiculous.
Well, he's calling for that.
Old MacDonald?
What about old MacDonald? He's old.
He had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah, he grew vowels.
He did.
And look what happened to him.
And on that farm, he had a coup.
A what?
A coup, a milk coup.
He had a military takeover.
He did.
Let me just play you. So I just want to play you something. So just listen to this, because what this will do is give you an idea of the world you are calling for, Rhys. But have a quick listen to this. That's A-E-I-O-U by the band Freeze.
You can get arrested for that in Wales, you know.
Listen to it now in the world that you're calling for. Is that what you want, Rhys?
That sounds about right, yeah. I thought that was a very spry, a very shy, and a very fly little track you played there. I quite like it.
All right, okay. Listen, we're out of time for the big debate, really, Colin, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
E-I.
Thank you. And Rhys.
Mineral News.
Thank you very much indeed. And there we are. That's the big debate. Interesting, isn't it? Do we need vowels? I mean, there's only five of them. So if you get rid of them, as I say, in Sweden, they've got these voles that they've trained to pull the vowels out of words in the back of Volvos, which is where you get the word from. But should we do that here? I mean, post-Brexit, should we be looking to Europe for what we do with our vowels? Or should we be like Wales and take them out of all words altogether and just replace them with loads of extra L's to make a sound? What do you think? Do we need vowels? We've got lightweight cotton sheets these days and ham. Why do we need vowels? Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation,
and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT. Available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected the guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings, so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is Belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
My thing? My abs. They're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement. 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing. It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Two lanes remain closed south on the M1 in South Yorkshire due to a vehicle which has overturned at junction 37 for the A628 and the Barnsley turn. Queues back towards Huddersfield at junction 38. Travel time just under an hour for the time being. Northbound side of the M6 through Warwickshire, a lane down due to a van which has broken down at junction 2 for the M69 and the Coventry turn off. And the westbound side of the A31 in Guildford through Surrey, still one lane down due to emergency repairs between Hogsback and the Putnam turn off. I'm Stephen Beach.
It's Super Weekend at Lidl with up to 50% off selected products. Get a bottle of Cote de Rhone for only £2.99. 4 rolls of aloe vera toilet tissue just 89p. 2 litres of concentrated fabric conditioner only 99p. And a pack of spicy bratwurst also 99p. Lidl, big on quality, little on price. Subject to availability, NMO very selected stores while stocks last.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We are, of course, taking your reactions to the big debate. The big debate there on vowels. Do we need vowels? A lot of arguments on both sides. We've got A, we've got E, we've got I, we've got O, we've got U. But the government have said 40,000 more vowels. By the way, look at the figures here. By 2018, and the current price, by the way, if you're wondering, of a barrel of vowels, is now north of $50. So, already, or but just by debating it, it's altered the price of vowels. How big a problem are vowels? Post-Brexit Britain, we've got lightweight cotton sheets, we've got ham. Why do we need them? Or should we have more? Should we double the length of the alphabet? A lot of people calling for it on both sides. Some reactions have been coming in. Ellie?
Yes, John, lots of reactions. The first one is coming from Alicia in Kiel, and she says, "Hut John, vowels are so stupid and hurt them so much."
Yes, good point, actually.
Very good point. And our next reaction, John, without vowels, then what would happen on Countdown? Every episode would be really confusing and all the words would just be stupid. Plus, Susie Dent would probably have a breakdown because of all of it. That's from Val in Essex.
Well, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that on a Friday, what we tend to do is round up all of the texts and the tweets and the abuse that we get from the haters. And why do we do that? I'll tell you why. It's because the haters gonna hate. And what we do is we take all those texts and tweets and we put them in the hand of paid intern Cornelius Conn. He goes to the lift and reads them out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It is a feature we call Conn Descending. However, the more astute amongst you will have noticed that Cornelius doesn't actually hear this week because he's gone to Glastonbury. But that doesn't stop us because he's on the phone from Glastonbury right now. Hello, Conn.
Hello, John.
Hello there. How's Glastonbury?
Yeah, pretty good.
Is it?
pretty fun.
Yeah. What's your highlight so far?
Dancing a lot. I went to a secret disco, which was really fun. Silent disco.
It's not a secret disco, then?
No, it was fully advertised.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm on 4 cans of old speckled head. My 4th can.
You are drunk. Right, fine. But you're obviously still working because you have all the texts and stuff from the haters, is that right?
Oh, yeah, well, as I said, it just means that I can claim my ticket back on expenses.
Yeah.
Through work, which is good because that's like £250 in total.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they'll pay for that. Yeah.
I got your email with the, with all the condescending.
Yeah.
But yesterday I danced so much that I have one of those power banks which has like 6 charges for my phone in.
Right.
In my rucksack. I also had several cans of Carling.
Yeah.
And I was dancing so much that one exploded over the power bank, which is now not working.
Yeah.
So what I did have to do was quickly copy all of the insults down onto whatever paper I could find.
What did you find?
It's a piece of cardboard that used to be part of a Carling crate. So that's what I'm reading these at.
Right. We should also point out, of course, being at Glastonbury, that you haven't got a lift to be in.
No. No, that's right. There's no lifts here.
So condescending doesn't really work as a... as wordplay.
No, not descending at all.
But the good news is, of course, is that you sound, you're under canvas, right?
I am, yeah. Yeah. I'm sitting in the porch of my tent.
That's right. So in many, and also, you know, you sound drunk but happy, right?
Yeah.
So technically, content.
Exactly.
Con is in a tent. Content. Hmm?
Here is some radio content.
Yes. Here we go then. With this week's content.
Was a bit late to the party when I found out Talk Radio was back, but switched it on to John Holmes and thought he was terrible. Mm. It's nowhere good as it used to be.
Good.
That was a text.
Yeah.
This show is awful was a text as well. I'd rather tear off my own genitals than listen to John Holmes on Talk Radio. it's funnier when I'm not in this week, so they're all about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was playing...
The show's always funny when you're not in.
Yeah. I was playing the Never Have I Ever drinking game at uni the other day, and I said, never have I ever heard of John Holmes. No one drank. Turning John Holmes on Talk Radio is the audio equivalent of stepping in dog mark. My friend recommended the show to me, did the audio equivalent of treading dog muck through into my lounge.
Yeah.
What's happening to Talk Radio? I thought this was a news station, tweeted Alex.
No.
This show is S-word. This show is more offensive than Julia Hartley Brewer's tweets. I can't read this one.
Right.
John, you are about as funny as Third World Famine. And finally,
yep,
on the back, John Holmes is crap.
Thanks, Con.
No worries.
Enjoy Glastonbury.
I will do. Can you stop ringing me now?
Yeah. There's Cornelius there, live from Glastonbury, with this week's condescending in a tent. Content. And why? Because they just gonna hate. Now, if you hate me personally, or this show, or anyone to do with it, or you just want to sound off about it, then of course you can. And you know what to do. 87222, start your message with the word talk, or you can use Twitter. You can hate me on there as well if you want, at John Holmes 1, my personal one. But if you want to hate on Twitter, at Talk Radio is the one. Start your message with some hate. Talk Radio in the afternoons then. I am John Holmes. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, this is what we like to do on a Friday, is bring you some live music. Not just any live music either, but live music that we particularly dragged in from the street. It's buskers. It's our busker sessions. And it's all very easy to get bands in, isn't it? Book bands to come in and do sessions like Virgin Radio do downstairs. That's simple. No, but what we'll do is keep it real and raw, Ellie. So on a Friday, to see you into the weekend, we go and find musicians that are performing outside and bring them in here, have a bit of a chat with them, let them play a couple of songs. We'll be doing that in the next half an hour, of course, as Jay is with us. He'll be in here doing that. We've genuinely just dragged him in. And Victoria's here with bonus news, of course, after the main news. Today, she's going to bring us animal news. So all of that to look forward to. It's just coming up to 3:30, so talk ready in the afternoon. So let's take the news from Victoria now.
Talk Radio.
Detectives say they'll consider manslaughter charges as part of the investigation into the Grenfell Tower fire. They've also revealed that not only did the building's cladding tiles fail safety tests, but insulation beneath them was even more combustible.
Such are our safety concerns on the outcome of those tests. We have shared our data with the Department of Communities and Local Government, and we have ensured that that information data has been shared with every council.
Detective Superintendent Fiona McCormack went on to confirm a hot point fridge freezer was the cause of the fire, and the government has ordered immediate checks on the model. The number of people thought to have died remains at 79. A 47-year-old man from Cardiff has appeared in court charged with the murder and attempted murder after a van was driven into Muslims leaving mosques in North London. A man died in Finsbury Park on Monday. The President of the European Council says Theresa May's proposals for the post-Brexit status of EU nationals in the UK are below expectations. The Prime Minister insists her offer for 3 million expats in the UK to stay after we leave the EU is fair and serious. A former leader of the Ulster Volunteer Force has admitted 200 terror charges. 45-year-old Gary Haggerty pleaded guilty to offences including 5 murders and counts of directing terrorism at Belfast Crown Court. And Johnny Depp has joked about assassinating Donald Trump while appearing on stage at Glastonbury. During a Q&A session, he asked when was the last time an actor assassinated a president. The weather, cloudy or patchy rain across much of England and Wales tonight, lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy in the south, there's some showers but still some bright spells. Windy in the north, also with some showers. Elsewhere will be dry, bright and breezy. Highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. If you're late to this particular party, you'll want to know why that happens. Let me tell you. Victoria's bulletins used to be big. They're not anymore. They used to be... They're a third smaller, aren't they? They used to be 3 minutes and now they're two. For reasons we're not entirely clear about. However, she still gets paid the same money, and that's not fair, is it?
So, it is fair.
That's not fair, is it?
I'm happy with the arrangement. It doesn't affect you, so stop it.
So we bring you bonus news for she makes the time up. It's animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. And today, which has not gone down well with listeners, I'm telling you, but today it is animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
You're going to play the music?
Yeah, I'm going to play the music. Just haven't got the right fader up. Sorry, when this goes out on the radio...
You'll edit that bit
I'll
out?
I'll edit that bit out.
Okay, good. So starting off with two baby orangutans. They've been rescued after being discovered at border control in Thailand. They were packed into suitcases by smugglers. So custom guards stopped a 63-year-old Malaysian man and discovered his car was packed full of wildlife. So apart from the two baby orangutans, there were 51 endangered tortoises and 6 raccoons.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps he was just like Noah.
Noah. No, I know what you mean, but no.
Zark.
No.
But that might, you might have been doing a good thing. He might have been saving...
I mean, if you're doing a good thing, you don't put a baby monkey into a suitcase. That's not a thing.
If you are saving it from a flood...
I don't think there are any floods in Malaysia at the moment.
Well, no, but he might well have had a message from...
The tortoises are also endangered.
God.
Because they've got pretty star... patterns on their shells.
Have they?
Yeah, apparently. But did you know that orangutans are often illegally smuggled in Southeast Asia, even, for private zoos or as pets?
No, I didn't.
So now you do.
No.
But these ones have been rescued, so happy ever after.
Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah, but they, but like I said, he could well be just having an arc. Okay, is it a car? It's a car, you say?
Yeah.
A cark?
No.
Noah's cark?
No. That sounds
the
weird.
Animals have gone, the animals have gone in. How many were there?
Two by two.
Well, yeah. In Noah's ark, yes, but I don't know. What's his name?
The man's name, I haven't got the name in front of me. And well, it was quite complicated to say.
Let's call him Noah.
And he's not Noah.
We don't
know
how many animals he's got in his cark, do we?
So we know that he's got at least.
Yeah.
59.
Yeah. There you go. Well, he saved 59 animals from the flood.
No.
He was
being cruel to 59 animals.
No, that's one perception of it. Mm. But what if they were all going to die and he saved them with his cark?
But no, he was paid a small amount of money to illegally traffic them into a different country.
Yes, that's one perception of it.
No, that's what happened.
But what if he was going to save them with his cark?
Stop saying cark.
Noah's cark.
That's probably a thing which is terrible. I just don't know about
it's not,
it.
It's
and you don't.
It's an ark.
I'm going to Google it and the Urban Dictionary is going to tell me that's highly offensive.
It's not.
I bet it is.
Animal News. Turtle Power. That's Turtle Power from yesterday. That got really badly edited at the end. See it again. Turtle power.
I'm really proud turtle of that jingle.
Phil in Essex.
Can we play the full thing?
Phil in Essex just asked for that.
Really?
Turtle, tortoise, or is it tortoise, and terrapin news.
Turtle power.
Yeah.
Turtle power.
Stop that. Now, it's... Stop it. It's...
I'm glad this is... Finally, you're getting annoyed.
So...
I've got more stories.
Oh, yeah, the music ran out.
Animal News.
Music ran out.
It's not the end. The best is last, by the way.
Right.
Okay, so the first Andean bear to be born in mainland Britain has emerged from its den. So Chester Zoo welcomed the cub in January, but it's only just started to explore. So you may know the Andean bears because they're spectacle bears.
Who's Andy?
No, he's in from the Andes.
Oh, right. I thought he was a friend of Noah.
Shush.
Has Andy got a car?
Paddington Bear. They're the same kind of bear as Paddington Bear. And they're vulnerable to extinction. The cub hasn't been named yet because they don't know what sex it is.
Right. Well, can't they have a look?
Well, they will in due time.
Okay.
Due course. Do you want to know the last story?
It's a bear.
No, this sure one's a monkey.
No, the one you're talking about. Is he sure it's not a chimpanzee?
Yes.
Called bear.
No! You're not doing this, John!
Well, sometimes people get confused.
No, no one ever does. You just like to repeat yourself over and over and over and over.
People want to know.
No. No one wants to know. No! Stop it.
BJ...
No! No, you're not mentioning it. And finally, a gorilla has been caught on camera pretty much breakdancing in a paddling pool. So I highly recommend you look this up on Twitter. I have retweeted it from my account, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it shows Zola cooling off at Dallas Zoo. And he starts off splashing around in the paddling pool.
Yeah.
And then he goes crazy and just spins around. Looks like he's breakdancing. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You should look at it and follow me.
So BJ McKay was a truck driver.
No one cares.
Chimpanzee.
Stop it. But
But it was called bear.
No.
But it wasn't,
John,
it wasn't,
stop it. No, that's not relevant today.
It wasn't a bear.
No.
It was chimpanzee.
No, stop it. No one else remembers this programme because it's really old and no one cares.
It's BJ and the...
You keep going on about
BJ
it.
BJ and the bear.
The more you mention it, the less people care.
Fewer. I won't mention it. Okay.
You will, though. You're about to mention it now. I can tell.
I was just going to tell you. He had a truck.
No. Stop it.
Not a car.
Stop it.
BJ did
Carks not... aren't a thing.
Car. It's a car arc. It's a car.
No. That's the end of Animal News.
Animal News. Animal News.
Animal News. Animal News. We'll be right back.
Animal News.
Animal News.
Thanks, Victoria.
News.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's okay.
Right.
Look at the gorilla video. It's great.
That's the best euphemism I've ever heard. Go online and look at Victoria's gorilla video.
That's not a euphemism.
Okay.
I've actually retweeted a great video of a gorilla.
All right.
A real-life gorilla.
Thanks, then. Let's meet Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hey, oh.
What a weird world you've just walked into, haven't you? In many ways.
Quite weird.
Yeah. So you're going to be performing for us next, of course.
I am.
But you've been sitting there staring at us thinking, what is this? It takes about four listens, Jay, if I'm honest, to understand what's going on. And even then, it's a struggle. But welcome along. Thank you for coming in.
No worries,
it's
thanks.
Good to have you on a Friday. So where do we find you performing?
Next gig is on the 7th of July, supporting this cool dude called Kevin Devine at the Fighting Cox in Kingston.
Yeah.
Upon Thames, that is, not in Jamaica.
Yeah.
If you compare it to Jamaica, I guess it's pretty local, so there's not really any reason to not come down.
Yeah, but good point, well made.
Yeah, 7th of July, Fighting Cox, Kingston.
Okay, and what are you going to be performing for us after the traffic and travel?
I'm going to be playing a couple of tunes. First one's going to be a Ben Howard cover of his song called Only Love, and the second one's going to be one of my tunes called The Void. I'm actually shooting a music video for that in a couple of weeks, it's also going to be on my upcoming EP.
Yeah, all right, I'll look forward to that. We'll be doing it after traffic and travel. Jay is with us, and we'll be here from him musically to take you into the weekend on Talk Radio next. I'm John Holmes.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels!
Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raise goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide.
Screwfix, here when you need us.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts tomorrow, 7:30 a.m., live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
There's a brilliant alternative to owning a car. With more freedom than leasing, it's better by far. Europcar's new long-term rental deal is the stress-free way to get behind the wheel. Delivery's free, collection is too. There's no lengthy forms or hoops to jump through. You'll get a great mileage allowance and complimentary valets, plus the chance to switch cars every 28 days. Get complete peace of mind for a fixed monthly fee. Add unlimited drivers, that's also free. For the best rental service, may we recommend long-term hire from Europcar, your flexible four-wheel friend. Get long-term car hire from as little as £317 a month with a deposit of just £70. Book now at europecar.co.uk/long-term. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah...
nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £64 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, we have two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to a fuel spillage in an overturned vehicle from the M1 southbound at junction 37. Elsewhere in South Yorkshire, one lane closed, slow traffic there due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 southbound. That's between junction 31 and junction 30. In Derbyshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down van. That's on the M1 northbound at junction 29A. And in Leicestershire, one lane closed, heavy traffic due to a broken down lorry on the M1. That's southbound between junction 21 and junction 20. I'm Sammy Jolo.
It's Super Weekend at Lidl with up to 50% off selected products. Get a bottle of Cote d'Aron for only £2.99. Four rolls of aloe vera toilet tissue just 89p. 2 litres of concentrated fabric conditioner only 99p. And a pack of spicy bratwurst also 99p. Lidl, big on quality, little on price. Subject to availability and in various selected stores while stocks last.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway. Order! Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, the truth you're about to handle now is that we have live music for you. It's what we do on a Friday. We drag performers in and shove them in front of microphones and get them to take us into the weekend musically. Jay is with us.
Hello,
Jay. So, just you're going to play a couple of songs for us, I know. And first one's a cover.
Yes, it is. Okay. By Ben Howard. It's called Only Love. It's one of my favourite songs.
All right. And is this part of your regular set? Do you do this one?
No, I don't usually do covers when I'm performing. I usually do all my own stuff. Yeah. But sometimes I'll do a different Ben Howard cover, like Further Away. But yeah, it's mostly my own stuff when I perform.
All right. It's a cover for now. So let's go. Here's Jay performing live. Jay Johnson in the studio.
Sweet. Thanks a lot. This is Only Love by Ben Howard. Hope you enjoy it. I feel you forever and always. Only love, my only love. Give me shelter, show me heart. Come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Shadows while song in the deep. Wind in the shadows while song in the deep. Darling, you're with me, always around me. Only love, my only love. And darling, I feel you forever and always. Only love, my only love, my. Give me shelter, show me heart. Come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Oh no. And I'll be yours to keep. A wind in the shadows, wild song in the deep. Wind in the shadows, wild song in the deep. with me, always around me. Darling, I feel you forever and always. Give me shelter, show me heart. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart.
Thanks.
Live music in the studio. Excellent stuff. That is Jay Johnson. He's going to be doing another one for us momentarily. Did you say you're about to shoot a video for this next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
A video for this one called The Void.
And what's the synopsis of the video? If you don't mind sort of sharing that information, what will you be doing in the video? Is it an elaborate filmic epic, or is it you playing that?
Well, it's a bit more epic than my other music videos, yeah. Only in the sense that there's like different scenes and I'm walking about. It's sort of like a narrative of, you know, what I'm actually saying. So yeah. I think the best way to describe it is, I don't know if you've seen Riptide. By Vance Joy.
Vance Joy, yeah.
It's sort of similar to that.
Okay.
So, like, very explanatory of what the words I'm saying. Yeah. So.
And in terms of, shooting a video, is it one of those things you enjoy doing, or is it a bit of a pain in the arse?
Well, I mean, it's pretty cool. At the moment, the experience I've had of shooting videos has been sort of bittersweet, because the first one, I was basically, the concept for the video meant that I had to be playing the song half as fast. So literally I was playing it half as fast as it was meant to be. So a 4-minute song to 8 minutes to shoot. So I was singing like, we're the ones who collect the bet. Yeah, you should watch that video. It's
I think
Men
I will.
Men.
That actually very neatly brings us to, just before you do play us out, but in terms of your website, where would we find you online?
That's jayjohnson.co.uk. So jayjohnson.co.uk. I made it myself. Tell me what you think.
Oh, there we go. All right. Well, you made this yourself as well, of course. So this is going to be on your new EP. And I think you said it's called The Void.
The Void, indeed, yeah.
Here we go.
Hope you enjoy it, thanks. Started off with hugs, then it turned to drugs. It started off with toys, then it turned to boys. Just to forget feelings we couldn't avoid. It started off with a kiss, then it turned to a fist. It started off with ice cream swirls, then it turned to girls. But just to fill the void. But what happens after? Your hips are sore and you can't walk, no. What happens after? You're tired of her and her pillow talk, no. What happens after? You're married to the princess and the dragon has been slain. Because I know you'll feel the void once again. It finished off with glue, then she turned to you. It finished off with regret, then you tried to forget, but it was just 9 months ago. It finished off with her tears and all your fears. It finished off with a rest, then she cried on your chest. But you were fast asleep, so. But what happens after? Your hips are sore and you can't walk, no. What happens after? You're tired of her and her pillow talk, no. What happens after? You're married to the princess and the dragon has been slain. Because I know you'll feel the void once again. What happens after? Your hips are sore and you can't walk, no. What happens after? You're tired of her and her pillow talk, no. What happens after? You're married to the princess and the dragon has been slain. Because I know you'll feel the void once again.
won't you tell me what happens after? You've done that line of powdered chalk, and now what happens after? You're tired of hearing his pillow talk, and now what happens after? You're married to the prince and your demons have been tamed. Well, because the void will still know your name.
Superb stuff, Jay. Listen, thanks so much for coming in. Really good to see you. And if you want to find more of Jay Johnson's music, jayjohnson.co.uk. There we go. That's about it from us for today, and indeed for this week. Of course, we'll be back on Monday with you from 1 till 4 o'clock in the afternoons. But it's Friday, which means that Yasmin is here doing Drive. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, John
Yasmin
Holmes.
Yasmin Khan.
John Holmes.
Yes.
We'll just carry on like that.
Yoke, if you like, Yasmin Khan.
John Holmes.
There we go.
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. You?
Yeah, good. Yet again, here on a Friday after another heavy week.
It seems a bit relentless at the moment, doesn't it? And it falls to you if it's on a Friday, because you've kind of got to round it all up, I guess.
And then the
news again today moves along again with the whole story.
It does. And we're going to do exactly that today. We'll bring the latest on the Grenfell fire, because we now know that it was caused by a fridge freezer, but obviously it sounds like it was exacerbated, we think, by the cladding.
Yeah. So we're and the insulation as well, we're hearing. Yeah.
And of course, there are now a lot of other people worried about not just tower blocks, but now a hotel chain has some concerns. Yes. So we'll look into all of that. We're also going to be joined in the studio, I just want to say, because he's first time on the show, but he's absolutely brilliant. Criminal barrister Joe Sidhu is going to be going through the stories that are trending. He is fantastic. He's coming in. We're going to talk the latest on Brexit. Happy birthday, Brexit.
Isn't it? Brexitversary.
Yeah. Amazing.
Party popper. There you go.
I've been to more enthusiastic parties, I have to say.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, we'll be trying to make sense of this whole, you can stay if you've been here for 5 years, but 5 years from when, and all that stuff. So we will look at the latest on that. Also, the latest on, because again, there have been developments today on Finsbury Park.
Yes.
On the attack. I was actually there in the evening on the day, and I felt really depressed as I was walking, knowing what had happened. And I went to a youth theatre group, and it was really heartening because the young people were from all walks of life. They were all local. They were just getting on with life, getting on with each other and doing their A-levels. And obviously they were really upset about what happened, but it just gave me hope because actually, you know, without being schmaltzy, they are the next generation. And they just saw each other as normal, no matter what their names were, no matter what their faiths were. And it was lovely to see. But we will get the latest on all of that. Got a fabulous theatre director coming in. He's absolutely brilliant. Ricky Beadle Blair. He's a local boy, done good. And he has such a wealth of experience. And he's coming in to talk about his new play, which is called Summer in London, and he describes it as the Inbetweeners meets Midsummer Night's Dream with an all trans cast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of boxes ticked.
It is a lot of boxes ticked. That plus, we will be talking to the director of a new BBC series called, it's a comedy series called Coconut, which I would argue is a controversial title, but there you go.
Yeah. When you say an all trans cast, right, this isn't anything to do with Transformers, that's very different.
No. Transgender.
I'm just checking. Transgender robots, I think, is probably the next thing.
Is that...
Transformers. That would work, wouldn't it?
Robots in disguise.
Well, not really disguise, because they can identify however they like.
They like to, but wasn't that the thing from the cartoon, Transformers?
There were the robots in disguise. Yeah, but Transformers would be a sort of...
Yeah.
Should we go now?
Fine.
All right, Yasmin Khan with you next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll see you on Monday.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.